The Sentai Review, episode 171. They're babies! Ah! Okay, so here we are. We are back on Ninja Turtles. It's time to talk about Ninja Turtles 2.
Secret of the Ooze.
The first one was massive. It got a huge review. It was a very long review.
Very long.
And we covered an awful lot of material. We were able to dig into that movie in a way that I never expected we'd be able to do.
And everybody loved it.
It's true.
Everybody loved the movie. It's the best Turtles movie they've ever made.
And don't worry, we're going to do a lot of digging this time around, too, because I did a lot of digging. In fact, I'm going to go fucking conspiracy theory tinfoil hat on your ass at one point.
So, Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
Nick Bennett, the Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Somebody's going to bring up the rear.
I don't think we need to be talking about rears just yet.
So there's that.
Now you all know that Nick brings up the rear.
Brings it all the way up.
Hey, at least I don't have anything going into my ass.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a good thing.
It's a good point, right?
Did he die with dignity?
Define dignity. Oh, God damn it.
Oh, shit.
That's awful.
Nevertheless, we are professionals. Professional!
Professional. Okay. So,
Jack, taking a shit.
That is the most professional you can ever get,
right?
Who's got the first note here?
I think it's Seth.
Probably
over.
Me, because I don't know about y'all motherfuckers, but I did find my DVD version that has all four of them in it.
Yeah.
And on mine, for some reason, I don't know about you guys, mine had two New Line title cards. It did it once. It was like, New Line Cinemas. I was like, okay. Do-do-do-do-do. Why is it? What?
Yeah, I remember that. I had the DVD as well, and it plays the New Line Cinema twice for some reason.
Before we continue, how did you guys watch this? I am curious.
DVD.
I saw it on Blu-ray.
Yes.
the greatest.
Prime Video.
Nick saw Prime it in video. His dreams.
I have Amazon Prime. I had to rent it.
Okay.
I don't own it.
Nick saw it in his dreams because he was supposed to be here at about 11 o'clock to watch it with Bill, and he accidentally fell back asleep because I'm not used to being up this early.
That's okay. Well, me and my girlfriend got here so that way then we could do our laundry because I'm a dumbass and didn't get quarters for the laundromat. Bill was in the middle of, like, watching the ass end of it, and I was like, oh, yeah, no, here's one of my notes. Here's another one of my notes. Here's another one of my things. He's like, fucking really? I'm like, yes.
He's like, shut up, Seth, save it for the episode.
No.
So you think you're starting us?
Probably.
Okay.
Because I've got the two title cards. And then, of course, as they're doing the credits and shit, obviously they're like, oh, by the way, Golden Harvest. I'm like, okay, cool.
You have before credits?
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
In memory of Jim Henson, who passed away 2 months prior to the theatrical release of the first movie.
Mm. Right.
Fair enough. Let's see here.
Are these still Jim Henson puppets that they were
using? I have a note about it.
They were still made by the Jim Henson Workshop, so.
Yeah,
but there's something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm. After that, I think my next note is as they're going around, walking around New York City, showing people walking.
With pizza?
I don't know about you, but I've never, ever, ever in my life been so hungry that I had to stop making out with somebody to eat pizza.
I kind of question
Hungry,
that.
Seth.
I would eat the fucking pizza before I started making out then.
I question
lady
that because...
Lady needs some lovin's.
I wonder if they hired on extras.
I can fucking eat pizza.
If they just hired on extras and offered them free pizza to walk
I can eat a sandwich while taking a shit.
Okay, so look.
I've done it before.
Right off the bat, one major thing stands out, as for some reason, the endorsement deals seem to be missing that were present in the first movie. Mm-hmm. There's no Domino's, there is no Pizza Hut, there, as far as I could tell, there was no Pepsi, there was no Coke, there was no anything of that nature. In fact, the closest thing to a straight-out hardcore advertisement that I saw was when the scientist pours crap in a cup and then purposely makes sure that the cup is pointed exactly at the camera so you can see Bart Simpson.
Yep.
I was about to say, dude, that's the most blatant fucking advertisement you could get.
That's 90s.
Get to the camera.
Yeah, he purposely held it exactly and then like walked at the camera like, look, it's Bart Simpson.
Watch this. We're sponsored by the Simpsons.
Right. I was
and
like,
that's
what the
only
fuck?
People that would give us money. Watch the Simpsons. Watch
Simpsons,
the
did
Simpsons.
Yeah. Simpsons did it. Simpsons
did it. So look, okay, not sure exactly, okay. Wow, this came out wrong. Okay.
That's what she said.
Okay, I'm not exactly happy about the extremeness. I'm not exactly happy about the extremeness in which we have to put advertisements into our movies, but we do live in corporate America, so you're going to have to get the fuck over that. It also helps tie it into our real world because we are surrounded by advertisements all the day, all the night. Mm-hmm. So, I have a big question. What the fuck is Roy's Pizza? Is that real?
Roy's Pizza.
Did that company somehow beat out Domino's and Pizza Hut, global, huge corporations, to get Roy's all over this movie? Or did they just make that shit up?
I'm guessing made
I'm
up.
I'm presuming they made it up. Like,
if
it's just
didn't,
some random.
Maybe Pizza Hut and Domino's were like, nah, I think we're good on the turtles.
Especially after the concert stuff.
No, I'm wondering if the first movie chased advertisers away. Because look, that's what happened with Batman.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
When they did the second Batman, they were like, all the McDonald's and whatnot that signed up to be a part of the movie were like, fuck that! And they dipped out because they saw what the fuck was happening and they pulled the Happy Meal toys and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one came around, they were like, we're going to do this shit here. And they were like, no, we're not.
Right.
If Tim Burton is still there, then we're not interested.
Huh, okay, so apparently it is a real place.
Here's the
is
real
it,
question,
I don't think
though.
It's
permanent,
the same one.
Permanently closed, though.
But, yeah, right. See, here's the thing. Is it a real place, or was it a real place after the movie?
Or is and is it
this
in New York?
This is New York, yes. Okay. Because I typed in Roy's Pizza NYC.
Okay.
So here's what we do.
So it may have been a legitimate thing at one time.
Mm-hmm. But they're permanently closed now, so...
But that also makes me feel like investors and advertisers were like, fuck that, did you see that first movie? That ain't for motherfucking kids. And they ran away,
mm-hmm.
and in came Roy's Pizza, like, hey, I like turtles.
Yeah.
Name them.
Pepperoni, sausage,
not the
cheese.
Pizzas, the turtles.
Combination Supreme.
Close enough.
Blue guy.
Close enough.
We'll sponsor you.
Right. Which is kind of the point of, like, why the attitude is missing in this one. Which is something I'll get into later in my tinfoil hat conspiracy
theory. Wait, you want to talk about attitude? What about our normal guy character start off attitude with the chicks outside?
Oh my god,
well,
dude.
See, that's,
never
that's
caught that
I was
as
going
a kid.
Through it. Yeah.
What a douche!
That was fucking awesome.
Kino fat-shaming people outside the pizza place.
Well, see, that's my, let me see here.
Yeah,
one,
but they
two,
were
three,
shaming
yeah.
him.
Yeah, they were.
They were shaming him, fucking size-shaming.
Yeah.
And then he gets on the fucking little moped, and he's like, well, then I'll dream of somebody a little thinner.
Yeah.
And then you see that woman's face, she's like,
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome. Because
literally, my first couple of notes are making fun of that beginning fucking montage. There's motherfuckers running around eating pizza. Two cops are eating pizza. Purpose handcuffed to one of the fucking cops. Not even in the car. Just hanging out. Should we take this motherfucker in? No, I'm hungry. Go
I'm
get a
hungry.
Couple slices.
Fuck it.
This is
fuck
Roy's
him.
Pizza.
This is Roy's Pizza.
Best pizza in New York.
Crime can wait.
Yeah.
Guys, like, you do know I murdered an entire family, right? We will deal with
you. You do know this is sausage and pepperoni, right?
Shit, you're right, man. Go
actually,
ahead.
Actually, all of them were just cheese pizza.
Yeah, a lot of it was looking like just cheese.
Yeah, the ones that like Mikey had, the ones with pepperoni. I'm sorry, guys. That did not look appetizing to me.
I did not pay enough of attention, but I will say this.
1970s.
The pizza this time was fake.
70s?
70s.
When it closed?
No.
When it opened.
When it was opened.
Okay, so we don't know when it closed, though.
Roy's was there before the Turtles.
But was it there when the Turtles, or did it just close down and the movie saw the opportunity?
No, it closed, let's see. It's looking like it was still open in 2005.
Then somehow Roy's put their name on this movie. I don't understand how that happened. The only thing I could tell you is that Pepsi, Coke, Domino's, Pizza Hut, all those places were like, dude, did we fucking put our shit all over that first movie? We need to get the fuck away from it.
The only thing they advertised was Roy's Pizza and Bart Simpson.
Right.
Like that I seen. Unless you guys call something else.
No, they advertised some random jackass donut company.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. With the donut boxes.
And vanilla ice.
But do they make the donuts?
He was relevant in the early 90s.
Yeah, sure he was.
Yeah.
I don't, well.
Look, we'll get to that when we get there. Because, yeah,
he
after
was a thing.
Kino being
he
a
was
dude,
a thing.
He was
Thank you.
There in the early
he
90s.
He was a thing.
We'll give you that part.
Wasn't that box? Wasn't there. That donut box as like a ripoff of a Krispy Kreme box?
Something like that. It was called like Better Donuts or some such shit.
Okay,
like,
so now we're at the part where Kino goes into.
Yeah, he goes to drop off the pizzas and he sees that there's a van open with a bunch of boxes and he's like, "What the fuck?"
I'll say this for Kino: second Donatello has bald balls to just simply walk into a situation that he absolutely knew had to be encompassing way more than like two guys with a truck.
A moving service.
Yeah. What are you, night security,
dude? No, I'm actually Donatello's stunt double.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you guys? Kino reminds me, he kind of looked not completely. He kind of reminded me of a Liu Kang.
Wow.
What
a
shocker.
He was Liu Kang's brother. He's the one that dies, and they find his body, and Liu Kang decides to go to the tournament.
No wonder that he looks so damn familiar.
That would be why he looks so fucking familiar.
Wait. No, that makes no sense, because Liu Kang's brother was younger, and Kino would have been older by then.
No, Kino's in Mortal Kombat in the beginning
the
of the movie.
The first Mortal Kombat movie came out in, like, 1995. So this movie
this
came
movie
out 3 years.
This movie was 92.
92. It's only 3 years.
Yeah, it's only three
yeah, it's
years,
only three.
Man. He gets
in
killed,
fact, in
he
fact,
gets killed
a couple
by
years.
Shang Tsung.
Yeah.
Woo!
In yeah. fact, a couple years later. Yeah.
That looks like a young kid, not
No, that's
who's
Kino.
Not.
That's Kino.
Dude, that's the joy
Kino
of
went
being
from,
Asian.
Kino went from second Donatello. He went from second Donatello to Kino to Surf Ninjas to fucking Lou.
Is he the dude in Surf Ninjas who teaches him how to surf really poorly? Move your arms.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not how you... Thanks for teaching me surfing, man.
Yeah.
Now I'm a pro.
Yeah, no. Because the whole point of...
Ninjas, move your arms.
Yeah, because the whole point of Surf Ninjas is they needed to fucking make a movie. They already knew fucking Junior... Daddy, Senior, is kicking ass and winning fucking titles at martial arts tournaments. They have an entire fucking school where they teach martial arts. Fuck it. Bring them motherfuckers in. Let's let them make a movie.
This kid got around in the 90s.
Yeah.
Not in the greatest
with
world,
Kino saying, you're under arrest. Under arrest? What the? I know he can do citizen's arrest, but then again, he's also another person who's entering a store after hours as well, so he might be questioned as well.
He would be questioned. There's no doubt about it.
Technically, he's on private property.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, technically, by doing the right thing, he's breaking the rules. Right.
Okay, so here it is. Right off the bat, my very first fucking complaint with the movie. It's simple, but I'm telling you, it's incredibly fucking relevant. I know this is a simple complaint, and I know that I really shouldn't be making such a big deal and nitpicking so goddamn hard. But the fact that the Ninja Turtles can literally jump from a standing position over this person's head has automatically, at the very beginning of the movie, removed it from all the realm of reality that it tried to establish in the first film.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's such a small thing, but it really is a big fucking deal. Because they run down the stairs, they
trampoline.
Stop, they do this, and then they jump 9 feet into the air over this kid's head and land in front of him.
After the kid
Bionic
did a triple take.
Bill.
And if you really think about that, the first movie went out of its way to ground everything in reality and say, this could happen.
Yep.
Now, we're barely 5 fucking minutes in, and already trampoline jumping turtles, and then this fight scene proceeds.
Let's talk about this fight scene. Let's talk about the biggest joke of a fight scene you've ever seen.
I want to bring up one little thing during the fight scene involving the credits. Now, we know it's based off the characters by Eastman and Leonard.
Yeah.
But also said, exclusively licensed by Surge Licensing, Inc. Was that one of the companies that they sold the rights to when they started?
I'm not 100% sure, to be fair.
I could look it up, because literally my only notes on this is, again, he had to do a triple take on the turtles. He looks up, what the fuck, looks back, huh? And then looks back to the guys like, okay, am I, and then looks back again like, is that 4 fucking turtles running at me?
Well, let's be real. Let's be real. You would probably do the same thing if you're like, wait, somebody's behind me. What's that? Okay, people are here. Wait, what was that?
Yeah, I would do a double. I wouldn't need to do a triple.
Well, it's probably like, wait a minute.
Sometimes,
motherfucking turtles?
Sometimes, Seth, the disbelief is so hardcore that even a double take is not
true, but
acceptable enough.
No, sometimes, it's a what the fuck take.
Sometimes you
face
palm.
That's usually what the third take is.
Let's talk about the two biggest jokes of that fight scene, all right?
Oh, yeah?
The biggest ones. Let's talk about the Donatello part real quick.
We got weapons.
Let's play with the clown. Oh, that moves. So now I'm going to be the clown. And the fucking dumbass. That dumbass runs by and looks like, I know when we were fighting these giant turtles, but let me go look at this giant turtle.
Yeah, like you could make that fucking mistake. Like it's even, in the first movie, they went out of their way to show you that when you saw them, they were monsters. You did not misplace the monster. Like, when he ran by that Donatello and stops and turns around and sees him again, he's like, what is
instead
that?
Of kicking his ass, he fucking goes over there and pushes him. And he goes like this. Boop, boop.
Yeah.
Boop. And then the guy's like, fuck you. And then he grabs a foam stick.
Yes.
Why
did he grab a foam stick?
He's got a staff.
No, he does not.
Oh, wait, no, he doesn't.
No.
No, he doesn't. If you're watching the beginning, he doesn't have his staff on his back.
Nope.
It's not there. And Mikey doesn't actually have nunchucks. He has these two holsters where nunchucks would be.
And just like Leo has the fucking
sheaths. Leo has the sheaths, but there's no fucking swords there. Raphael does have his size.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Randomly,
now,
he doesn't.
The other part
randomly
of that fucking
does.
Fight scene, like you said, Mikey doesn't have nunchucks. So what does he do? He grabs sausages.
Oh, that's God. What I brought up. That's why I had for a note. Towards the end of this family-friendly beatdown.
Right.
You know okay, what? That was witty.
You know what?
That was
Mikey
witty.
He's in full session in the little sausage area.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Did you see that? I never caught it as a kid. But when he's beating those guys and he's jumping up, he grabs his own head like somebody's grabbing him and pulls himself down.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, dude, you're fucking...
Because there was the two things with that. The first is Mikey's doing the fucking yo-yo thing, walk the dog, all that, around the
oh
world.
Oh, my God!
Which, by the way, notice how the yo-yo has made a return in the brand new Nickelodeon Ninja Turtles?
Yay.
Hey, look, they're pulling from this fucking movie.
Yay.
Sometimes gotta have some fucking yo-yo
and
action,
yes, Maniac
buddy.
Mikey with the real combat cold cuts.
Yo,
fucking beating those guys down behind the counter. Y'all don't know what he's doing, but he's jumping and grabbing his head, bringing himself down like, dude, I think they're dead.
Which, by the way, since the fight is basically over at this point now.
Mikey, you okay over there, buddy? Yeah, I'm fine.
Which, by the way, again, since the fight's almost over.
Oh, yeah, that voice comes back in this episode.
Oh, yes. By the way, we passed it, but second Donatello gets the Justin treatment and is thrown in a trash can. He should have been wearing blue.
Yep.
He was wearing blue jeans.
There we go.
Yeah.
I saw that. I'm like, oh my God. That's where fucking Turbo got it.
Right?
In the very beginning, the movie presents extraordinarily fucking big problems if we're to complain in the, if we're to compare the first film. First off, we know in this, you may never lapse is one of the lines told to us by Splinter in the first film. So immediately, in the second film, we put them in a bright lit building where they expose themselves to around 50 something people in a clear visual sight, even letting two of them run out the door to spread the word to others that there are 5 foot tall mutant monsters running around the city. The second problem that I see is that all four turtles showed up to whatever was going on without a single weapon amongst them. Nobody is even so much as wearing their weapons except for Leonardo, who plugs his swords into the ceiling and vamoose! They are gone for the rest of the motherfucking movie, giving credence to the idea of now you see them, now you don't.
Nope. They come. He has his swords.
They show up randomly.
Yep. But especially in the construction site.
Never uses them.
Yeah.
As far as he does.
Yeah. And then if you watch that scene, it's right afterwards, they're gone. They're not there.
Yep.
Yeah. You want to know the reason
why? The only time Raph uses his size is to catch pizza.
Right. And you know the reason why? Because if you pay attention, voice actor for Leo, is he there? Is he the same fucking guy? Yes. Voice actor for Raph, is he there? Is he the same fucking guy? Yes. Voice actor for Mikey, is he there and the same guy? Yes. Voice actor for Donnie? Fuck no. Reason why? Around this time, Corey Feldman went to prison and rehab for drugs. And because they knew that the first movie was nothing like the fucking cartoon that everybody went to go fucking see, because all this shit was like the fucking cartoon, they said, no, we don't want that. We need a family-friendly image now.
You might need to say something in case you haven't been heard for a while.
I think my mic's been off the whole time.
I think you've been caught by his mic because I've been seeing spikes, but they were low, and I was starting to wonder if I was going to have to say something.
Right.
But
wow,
there we go.
Hey, look, our audio fuck up for the night.
Well, we all make mistakes.
Yeah,
the personality of the turtles are also being stretched to emphasize in a way and bring personalities to the front rather than doing it through storytelling as the first film did. Mm-hmm. It is very obvious that Donatello is a geek and Michelangelo is fun and crazy.
Oh, crazy.
Quote, unquote.
Raph's a doofus.
It is also immensely noticeable that Raphael is an asshole. All of these tropes were told to us and revealed through realistic ways and storytelling in the original movie, and this one literally has dumb shit happening to where all four turtles always have to have their say, and it always has to be in the new, established, cliche, hardcore character.
I know this. Mm-hmm. I don't know what. I know. Listen, I love Raphael. I know he's an asshole. And know that he can be a lot to take sometimes. But this movie, man, I wanted to punch him.
He's a fucking dick for the sake of
being a dick. At least in the last movie, he had some good reasons to be a douche.
There was a reason that he was the way he was. We were able to analyze the ideas behind him and give more power to his relationship with his brothers and himself. In this one, he's an asshole.
Remember that brotherly bond that they had towards the end of the first movie? Where him and Leo really connected? In the bathtub?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds worse than it is. They did not take a bath together.
Bye.
But that
watch the other episode.
That Leo would not leave his brother's side because he failed him. That brotherly connection was gone. Now Raph is just a fucking D-bag to be. Dude, be creative if you're going to be a douchebag.
I have something that I noticed nobody ever seems to think about, and it's probably because this movie is meant to be goofy and not meant to be what we just got done watching. What we just got done watching was hardcore and realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to this movie, which is supposedly in the same universe, so I have no choice but to apply realistic rules. And I have to say, no business in the world would have accepted the idea that he could go back with a pizza paid for, but not paid for by the person who was supposed to receive the pizza, and then not take another pizza out to the person that was supposed to receive the pizza, even if it was for free, saying, sorry, somebody literally paid for your pizza. That's why I'm late. So tonight, the pizza that the turtles actually received at least four pizzas.
Yep.
Wait, four? I thought it was only two.
No.
No.
If you order a pizza right now,
well, the two he was delivering.
Yeah, exactly. But Scott, look at it this way. So the other day, like the last time we got together to film for the writer and the robo, mm-hmm. we got done. We're all like, man, we're fucking hungry. What the fuck? And I told you guys, I got a coupon from Pizza Hut for 50% off regular price pizzas. And Bill goes, what the fuck? I go, yeah, I cashed in my rewards points with Pizza Hut, and they fucked up my pizza, so I walked out with three pizzas. The two that were right and the one fuck up, so this must be a, hey, sorry we fucked it up, here's 50% off, as a, we're sorry. Hmm. Same thing would have happened here. If you just fucking walk up to a dude and go, give me your pizzas, and he hands you the pizza and you walk off with it.
He stole that guy's pizzas!
Yeah.
That's Spider-Man.
He's got to go. Yeah. But he's got to go to fuck back and be like, hey, somebody mugged
that
me.
Is a great scene
because
Peter's running in the alleyway with the pizzas. And then next thing you know, Spider-Man's going to be like, whoa, he just stole that guy's pizzas.
It's so good.
Yeah. I love the fact that motherfucker, well, he drops the pizzas on the fucking, on the like the balcony.
Yeah.
And that one guy he's just sitting there and he just looks over and there's like six pizzas there.
He's like, oh fuck.
He takes a slice, right? Well then Spider-Man, after he gets done saving the day,
webs the shit out of that
webs the pizza
out of his hand.
I'm gonna tell you something. That piece of pizza that just got web on it, I ain't eating that motherfucker. In fact, when I get my pizza and I open that box up and I see web on my pizza, I'm like, what the fuck?
What the mm-hmm. fuck?
Spider-Man right. had to save the day.
So Spider-Man delivered my pizza?
No. I was falling off the bridge.
So I don't want you delivering my pizzas. I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
You know what's amazing?
No,
I live on this side of the river. You didn't have to cross no bridge. I know where you work at, buddy.
Oh, yeah, that's something else I got to bring up later. But, yeah. So back to the Turtles. Yeah. Because they are a reputable company, Bill's right. They should have got four pizzas, the two that they got and paid for, and then two of them for free, stating, oh, sorry, somebody stole your shit. Here you go. Here's more pizza. That's why I'm late. And, at the same time, you can also tell, because as they're doing the cleanup, you can tell this is the same universe. Look at Raph. Raph has battle damage on his shit.
Right.
It's not as bad as it was before, but there's still battle damage.
He's always fighting. Always right. fighting.
Right, but it's all in the same spots as when he got his ass kicked by the fucking foot.
Now, I'm going to bring up a question here that I think we kind of touched on, but I don't know if we got a full answer. Plot-wise, how much time has taken place?
We're not there yet. We're about to be there because we have a huge conversation that we have to have. I'll let you add because yes, we are going to get there. Right now, we've just been introduced to our
new
April.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And her new place.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry.
Well, she is the highest paid.
She fucking sucks.
Yes.
She fucking sucks. And it's not just that I loved the first April. This woman is bad in this movie. I don't know if it's her fault. I don't know if it's a direction thing or what, but she literally feels like she's in like a, she feels like a guest actor for like Power Rangers or something.
Isn't she the same one that comes back for the third one?
Yes.
Okay.
And she fucking sucks.
Yes.
Okay.
I did not enjoy her. And in fact, this is going to make some people mad. I would have preferred Megan Fox.
Damn.
Ooh.
Shots fired. Duck and cover.
Fucking shit, man.
Sorry.
Yeah.
At least Megan Fox had some kind of personality. This bitch is a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
She is. She's
as interesting as watching paint dry.
Watch her acting.
I don't know. Paint drying is kind of entertaining sometimes. Right?
Watch her acting. She's like, I'm by myself, so I'm irritated. I'm with my friends, so I'm having a good time. I'm standing by Donatello, so I'm conversating. I'm standing by Mikey, so I laugh obnoxiously and fakely.
It's because I don't want to fucking die.
Every time she's around a different turtle, every time she's around a different turtle, she uses the one acting trope that she knows when she's around that one turtle.
Yep.
Every time. The whole fucking movie. Every fucking time.
Open mouth face?
Just watch her. I'm telling you. If she's by herself, she's irritated. If she's with Mikey, she laughs like an idiot. If she's with Donatello, she conversates.
I was looking up why that woman didn't, why the original April didn't.
Oh, the original April, yeah. If memory serves, it wasn't even like a contract dispute or nothing.
Nope.
She was just like, I don't fucking want to come back.
Nope. I have it right here. Why?
She probably looked at the script and was like, yeah, no.
See, okay, Vanity sat down with Judith Hogg to get the skinny on exactly what happened on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles that led to her not being invited back for the sequel. The actress revealed to the trade that she was never even approached about the idea of reprising her role for the first movie, and she blames it on her own personal complaining, particularly about the six-day schedule and the amount of violence in the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, this movie would have been perfect for, because there's no damn violence.
From what I understand, that girl did not realize what she was getting into. But that is a credit to the actress as well, because she was not. This is true. I've heard this multiple times. She was not happy on the stage with the Turtles, and she was only on the Turtles because Robin Williams asked her to be there. She was a personal friend of Robin Williams.
Robin Williams had a lot of personal friends who joined into places because he recommended it.
He'd heard there was going to be a Turtles movie, and he told her, you got to do this.
I love the Turtles.
That's why she went. Mm-hmm. Well, you figure maybe she's the kind of person that is more prone to family entertainment.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she winds up in a Turtles movie that is pretty fucking hardcore in its time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And if you really look
at it... To be honest with you, if that fucking 89... The movie that came a year out before, that Batman movie was R-rated. This Turtles movie could have been.
And if you really want to give it to the first actress, she stuck with it. She stuck with it, and even though she was unhappy almost every day of filming, she was tired, and she didn't want all this violent movie shit, she did her job. And she's a believable April the whole time. This fucking girl is cardboard.
Yep.
Megan Fox, April for life, goddammit. I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck. Megan Fox is higher on my April totem pole than this dumb cardboard bitch.
Now you have just pissed off the internet.
Only some of
good.
It.
Some of it. There are people out there that will believe you.
There's chunks of the internet that's probably like, yeah, fuck that bitch.
Was Megan Fox awful?
Not as bad as this bitch.
She was okay.
And that makes her substantially better than Cardboard Bitch.
But we all know who the best April O'Neil is, so... From the animations.
The big-titted yellow raincoat April.
Banana raincoat wearing bitch.
Banana raincoat.
My favorite April as of today is the Nickelodeon one that recently went bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, the younger one that started studying under Splinter?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could agree with that.
Here we are treated to our first redundant, stupid, forced fight between Leonardo and Raphael, showing us that the only character still remaining with the same attitude from the first movie seems to be Master Splinter. However, he's fucking stupid, too.
Oops.
Yep.
I had a few notes before that.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Okay. Well, when April gets back to the apartment, apparently Maniac Mikey left us... plastic snake there to scare the shit out of April.
Yep. Because he's an asshole.
You see what I'm getting at? This is what I mean by... Look, they... They figured that this time they would be talking to children. And they figured kids is dumb.
Yep.
It was no deeper than that. Kids is dumb. We have to make sure that they know who the turtles are. Mikey's fun. Yeah. Fake snakes, dumb toys, chopping his chores, not doing anything that he's supposed to do, always telling jokes. April laughs when she's around him, so he must be funny.
Hey, look, here's comic books. Oh, those must be Leonardo's.
Actually, that brings up my next one.
Weights, Raphael.
How much of an insult is it saying that the rat is the cleanest one, especially in New York?
You know when she picked up the skateboard and said Donatello?
Yeah.
Because he was the one using the first movie.
He was always on the board.
Oh, yeah. I always thought Mikey was a skateboarding dude.
Mm-mm.
I'm surprised in this movie he wasn't.
Right.
And then he did go surfing on a chair.
And then, of course, when they get back with the pizzas, then it's like, hey, where are the sprinkles? I need sprinkles for my pizza.
Oh, speaking of pizzas.
So now they're back to the crazy, weird bullshit toppings from the cartoon.
With as much as the pizza boxes get shaken up and stuff.
Right.
Shouldn't that stuff be all over the place inside the box?
Nope, magic pizza.
Yep.
Yep.
This is Roy's movie magic pizza.
Yeah, you ain't never had no Roy's, motherfucker.
And you never will. That shit closed.
And by the way, that pizza is fake as shit.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's fake as shit. Yeah, it's like plastic and fake and.
Dude, okay, listen.
Referred to as commercial food.
Even if I could believe for a second that cheese was real, that pepperoni wasn't. And I looked at that when he was looking up, when he was talking to the professor over the fucking little cauldron of goop.
And before he dropped it in.
And I was like, oh my God, that's some fake ass pepperoni.
Uh-huh.
Dude, the pizza's in there, like when he jumps over and he catches the pizza, when Raph catches the pizza on the side, and like you look at it, it's like plastic. Like, look, I get it, okay? You wanted to add this little funny scene, but at least in the first movie, it was a real pizza. Yeah.
And let me guess, and Raphael in the first movie wouldn't have done that.
Right.
He wouldn't have done that. I could think of.
He would not have done that.
Especially considering the fact that throughout the entire movie, apparently now that they've been up here for time.
Time. That's all we're doing right now, because I have it.
Time. They've been watching a lot of football, apparently.
Yeah, there's been a lot of football in their life recently. Very fucking recently.
Just gotta enjoy a good game of football!
Because there was no football in their life before this.
Because you see, and the guy, if he loses contact, he can't see.
Now during the little argument, saying Splinter took out the shredder. Nope! Casey took out the shredder.
Oops!
Yes and no.
He finished him off.
He finished him off, yes, but... No, not Jerkoff.
I gotta finish him.
Oops,
all
I
right.
murdered somebody.
Yeah. Oops, I murdered somebody.
Splinter, it was all an accident. He even tried to reach. You know, they tried to reach out for.
No. Technically, it wasn't an accident. Technically, the one who ended Shredder, other than Casey with the fucking
oops,
is Shredder. Shredder killed Shredder. If he would have held the fuck on and jumped off to the ledge.
He'd have been fine.
Instead, he pulls out knife and throws it, and the rat goes, catch, oops.
And then while he was falling, the rat was like, fucking dumbass, I was trying to dispense some wisdom.
I'm trying to be Yoda up in this bitch.
And then he falls into the dumpster, and Gacy's like, I got wisdom for you.
Oops.
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
I just think long and hard about this, motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey, Casey, did you just murder him?
No. I walked by and I was fiddling with some knobs.
Actually, if you want to get
one of them went
technically,
off.
Casey, did you murder him? That did. I just pushed a button.
We're going to talk about it.
No.
Casey, did you murder him?
We're going to talk about that.
Define murder.
Can you murder somebody by pushing a button? Yes.
So we're still here. We're still here in the
apartment.
In the apartment. From leader to immense kiss ass, they wasted no time whatsoever in dishing out the cliche in these characters and ruining Leonardo from the very beginning of the film. Mm-hmm. It is exactly this kind of leader writing that gives us reasons that people hate characters like Cyclops and Leonardo.
Yep.
They fall into this category because the people that wrote this movie only know how to write the cliche leader and not what we got in the first film, where it shows us that a leader is always on the lookout for his team in general and the well-being, both physically and mentally, of the surrounding brothers.
Yep. I give you a lot of shit. I know you like Leonardo a lot. And I give you a lot of shit because there are times where I tell you he's an awful fucking leader. This movie proves that he is an awful fucking leader.
Yes.
In the first movie, he made mistakes. And you know what? He grew from it.
Yeah, and he this one, out the
only
fucking
one
window.
Time did he not grow from it, and that's when the rat's dead. Ah! That was a stupid mistake.
Yeah.
But other than that, yes, Leo started off making mistakes. My fault, Raph is dying. It's my fault.
Right.
I should have stopped him.
Right.
In this movie, let him go. Do you know what happens to Raphael when you let him go?
Yeah.
He gets beat up!
It's not just that, it's...
And especially the reason why they're fighting. We need to find a new home. April, who's doing what most people usually do. Well, I mean, I like having you guys around. It's okay if you stay, but I mean, I'd really rather you guys find your own place. But it's okay.
You realize I can't have friends over.
Right.
Because you're four giant fucking turtles and a rat.
Exactly.
Wait, you assume she has friends because of the four giant turtles
and
a rat.
She has to.
She has to.
She has to. I mean, she's a human fucking adult.
And she's also the highest paid reporter.
She might have a few pals over at the news station, but...
And she has to have some friends.
And she can never invite them over.
Think about it. Her dad died. That doesn't mean her mom's gone. Doesn't mean her brother, her sister, her aunt, her uncle, her son, nephews, whatever.
Her mom calls her one day. Hey, honey, I'm in town. I'd like to come visit you.
Sorry,
oh, you can't,
impossible.
Mom.
Impossible.
Not possible. And then she hears noises. Who's there?
Movers.
Movers.
Leaving.
Got a new place.
I gotta go.
Sorry.
Yep, bye. I can't have friends or family over because I got you four turtles.
She's a grown-ass adult. There has to be somebody somewhere that she's friends with. Somebody from out of town, somebody she grew up with.
I get it.
Come over.
I get it. I get it. She was being polite, you know, whole...
So
you could stay.
She's trying to be polite, but at the same time, the whole reason why they're getting to the fist fight is Raph is going, fuck it, let's go back to the sewers. And Leo's, no, we can't go to the sewers. We got to go somewhere else. Why? Who the fuck is left? And he's partially right.
They didn't know that the Shredder survived. They didn't know that there was still remnants of the foot.
Exactly.
They thought they defeated all of them.
But the whole fight is forced in general. Look, there's a reason they're up here, okay? There's a reason they're up here. They say, look, and yes, there is a legitimate reason they can't go back to the den.
Does 500-foot clan know where they live?
And while that may not be a problem
Tautsu.
For four guys...
Tautsu's still out there.
What if they fucking leave one day to see April and the whole fucking scenario plays out again?
Yep.
Yeah.
I get it.
Splinter's not exactly fucking doing backflips.
Yeah.
No, the turtles are.
Like.
Although it's not to say that the sewers still couldn't have been a fucking good idea. They should have just.
You act like that. That's the only part of the sewers in New York.
That's the sewers,
The largest city in America.
See, that's just it. They can't go to their den and they haven't looked for a new place.
Yeah.
And this fight is forced because you mean to tell me this is the first time this has come up?
Yeah, exactly.
In the X amount of time?
Yeah, in the time.
This is only brought up right now.
It's never happened before. This fight had to happen right now between Leonardo and Raphael specifically because those are the only two that fight the whole fucking movie.
Yep.
You know that bond that Mikey and Donnie have? I can still see it here. But those two always get along. You know, Leo gets along with his brother. Raph is... when we get to it, it's when Kino. When he comes...
Second Donnie.
When he comes into the apartment, we'll get to that. There's a reason. Right. I never noticed it as a kid. Can't believe I never noticed this. But we'll get to that.
So, okay... Are we leaving the apartment now?
Let's leave the apartment. Let's go to Shredder waking up.
Okay, here we go. Aside from the fact that the Shredder should be dead, I have to ask a very legitimate question. How much fucking time has passed?
Mm-hmm.
Because if I am to believe that the Shredder was simply dumped here in the garbage, that the truck and that truck simply pulls up and drops a load and then pulls away, then the Shredder just stays in the garbage truck until now all the foot soldiers go here to the fallback spot.
Yeah.
It makes it seem like the same night was yesterday. Yes, like it was the same night, if not the very next night.
So how the fuck does April already have a brand new apartment?
Wait. I thought the Shredder came out of some garbage farther away from where the garbage was getting dumped at, though.
Probably went to the...
That wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Because he crawls out of the garbage and goes to the fallback spot, and, I mean, if he's walking looking like that, nobody notices him?
Yeah, the scene is literally, hand comes up out of garbage, shaky, fall down.
Quick question.
And then two or three fucking foot soldiers come running up. Oh, man. Fuck, where is everybody? This is the fallback spot.
And they're running
they know
like
to come
they're
here.
Running like it happened tonight.
Yeah.
Like they're gathering. You didn't notice it?
It seemed like it took like the fucking turtle.
We can't go back to the warehouse. The cops are looking there. Bitch, how do you have a fully furnished apartment with 18 boxes of pizza lined up?
Yeah.
Where these two motherfuckers are arguing about where the fuck to go. We need to find a new place. We've been looking, but we can't find any.
There's other problems here.
Didn't you know she's the highest paying reporter in the city? She's got a couple places.
No,
because for some reason... Okay,
she owns the entire penthouse level.
This is the kind of time this passed. She has a new place. She has a new boss. She has a new position. She does not have the office that she was promised, so she must have already been moved from one section to another. She's not doing the same kind of reporting that she was doing in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
The turtles, the Shredder... I
guess not lost consciousness?
Okay, so here's the thing. Remove the Shredder from the equation. How long would it take to get the new place, get it furnished, get moved in, come back to New York for that matter,
mm-hmm.
reestablish your job, go into the 401ks and shit like that, start going back to work, your boss leaves, a new boss comes in, and you are established and already have a relationship with this new boss?
3 months?
I guess roughly a weekish.
Look, no.
Impossible.
Let me put it to you this way. My job went bye-bye. They literally, at working at the call center I do, my account went bye-bye. I no longer get to deal with people who are crying and bitching and whining about doors and windows. Thank you, God.
You're welcome.
It took 2 weeks. 2 weeks. They went around to the other accounts that were there. Now I'm dealing with vacuum cleaners. So if your vacuum breaks, you'll call me. I'll tell you to fuck off. Empty the damn bag. Call me back later.
Speaking of that, I am having problems with my vacuum cleaner.
I'll talk to you about that later then, because I don't want to fucking tell you, double check which brand
no,
and figure all that shit out.
Legitimately,
but literally,
she has basically changed. She's changed sections in the news office. She got her job back. She, her boss left, and she got a new boss, and she's acquainted with that boss. She is acquainted with that boss. They talk like they fucking know each other. That is not that's not somebody we know. We don't know that fucking guy.
Which means we know the guy who answered the phone and said, hey, there's a guy calling. His name is Donnie. We know that guy. That's Leonardo. But we're not there yet.
But okay.
His name's Donnie.
Not as cool as Leo.
I mean, she was able to move into this new place and everything. And, look, you know how long it fucking takes to unpack after you move? And look at her fucking place.
Yeah.
There's nothing waiting to be unpacked.
Yeah.
And everything she has is new. You know how I know it's new? Because everything she had is fucking gone.
It got burnt up by fire.
Which hopefully she had renter's insurance.
So that means that she had to buy new bed, new couch, new furniture, new TV, new setup,
new bar stools,
new cups, new dishes, new every fucking
basically
thing.
Basically, it takes months.
Towel
it takes
that
months
she's worried about.
To get this established. Months. In
months.
Real lifetime.
Don't drink, Donnie.
Okay, getting a new apartment, that possibly could take a week or two. Possibly.
And even then...
Depending on if they have to go in and fix it up or anything like that.
Right.
Unless it's already brand fucking new, ready to be moved in. Then
and
you can
maybe she bought an apartment that was pre-furnished, but like...
That's possible. But your job...
Yeah, actually the news channel might have been able to give her a place temporarily.
But they owe her nothing.
They don't owe her anything.
They don't owe her shit.
Because remember, she got
fired. She was straight up fired.
And then she, at the end, when that guy's like, I want you to come back. This is a big fucking story. I want you to come back. Ooh, I'm going to be
mean. I don't know.
Neat.
I'm not the highest paid actress. Well, now you are.
Now, remember.
Oh, well, how about a corner office? We'll give you the corner
which
office.
Which she does not have.
That she doesn't have.
She has an office, but it's not a corner.
She's been moved. And the reason I know she's been moved is because she is on.
Is it Channel 3 News that she works for?
Yes. But she's on the news floor. That was not what was agreed upon.
Right.
It was agreed that she would be up in the offices, a corner office, highest paid reporter in the field in all of New York. That was the agreement with the original boss. She's already gone back.
Yeah.
The original boss has already quit. She's already been moved back down to the news floor. And then after she was moved to the news floor, that guy must have quit or whatever. And then
the new guy got fired because his kid was a part of the crime spree. So this is a Channel 3 Action News report. So the guy who runs our station... He's a douchebag with a douchebag kid, and the douchebag kid stole shit in the crime.
Oh, you're...
I'm willing to agree with that. The integrity of it in general says that he can't come back.
Yeah.
He can't come back. And since he can't come back, they fire him. Okay, and this kind of story doesn't just happen overnight either, because all the police records and things like that had to go through. Foot soldiers had to be picked up. They had to go to jail. Information had to be done.
The ones they could find.
They had to talk to people. After some talking, it somehow led back to Danny. Danny somehow got talked to. That came back on his dad. The station fucking let his dad go. April was shafted from the deal she was given, pulled out of her office, put down back onto the news floor. She has a new fucking boss in general that they brought in because of that. She got a new fucking place. A lot has goddamn happened.
And that, we're gonna go ahead and say that's what happened.
12
hours.
So the only thing, cause in my notes, but as it's written in my notes, the only thing that I can think of, it's a fucking flashback without the fucking boo, 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 boo transition.
No, how long has passed?
That's the $1 billion question.
I wanna say months.
Okay. Well, agree on a time.
I would say half a year at minimum.
6 months.
Would the Shredder have been in the...
No, we're going to talk about that. Right now, he doesn't exist.
As a minimum, the absolute
just
quickest...
what's going on right now with the Turtles in April, minimum 6 months.
No, minimum of 3 weeks to a month.
Maximum.
Minimum.
Because she is already irritated with them living with
her. Because if she gets the apartment prefab, so everything's already fucking there, if that shit don't
building
look like shit she had
with
her own
your
place...
Boss.
No, I realize that, but we have to give some kind of credence. The only thing I could come up with is it's been a month and a half. That is the least I can give it. But I agree. I think this is like almost half a year of development that somehow actually could not have taken.
Since the first movie came out in 1990, and the second movie came out in 1991, could say a year, but
right. But
Shredder crawling out of a thing, but
see,
we're not there
that's
yet.
That's just it. That's just it. Okay. We just had this fucking problem. If we even give it that month and a half, which is unreasonable, but if we give it that month and a half...
That man was taking a fucking healing nap.
Now, here's the thing.
He's going to have broken bones from fall.
He's getting that Superman nap.
Dumped today. You don't understand how ridiculous this really is. You're not even looking into it past the idea that he's there.
Right.
A garbage truck picked up garbage... Put the garbage in the garbage truck, smashed it, and then parked for a month and a half. Then the worker finally came back, got in the truck, drove over there and dumped the motherfucker.
Or a more ridiculous thing. The truck, the dumpster he fell into, sat there for a month, then they took it over.
That's what I'm getting at.
Quick question.
Evidence and investigation. Thing. It might have been part of the evidence and investigation, which might be why it might have been parked somewhere.
Somebody would have found him in there!
Yeah. Right!
The fucking cop rolls up and he's like, fucking get these motherfucking gloves on and.
Exactly. So the
pick
only,
up this one fucking condom. Nope. I'm done. Fuck this.
Exactly.
So Shredder, I wanna really put your mind at something. You think about the Shredder needing
revenge.
You
threw revenge. Your spooch-filled condom in the dumpster. It sticks on the Shredder.
Dude, no.
That's why he needed the mask.
No, but I really want you to think about something
his
here.
His face!
Remember that?
No.
His face!
Yeah, but see, this is just
that's
it.
That's why that dude did it!
I don't think you really stopped to think about the horror. Hey. That Shredder just went through.
Hey, Shane.
I don't think
a condom sticking on my face is horrible.
That's a joke. That's a joke. Realistically, in order to make this work, The Shredder was crushed into garbage, taken to the dump that night. That night, dumped in the dump. About 2 months fucking passed while he ate rats and garbage.
And probably crawling out of the garbage.
As he crawled his way to the top of the landfill.
Because he's going to have broken bones from that land.
Well, now I want to know something else. And that 2 months while he's eating rats and trash and trying to recover so he can make an epic comeback.
Yeah.
Did he fix his helmet? Because that helmet was smashed.
Magic.
Yep.
Can't explain the helmet.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Broken bones and stuff from a fall, right?
Yep.
I broke both arms literally on ground level.
Hold on. Broken bones and shit. You're going to assume that some of those had to have been compound fractures.
Right?
He set them.
No, Bill. Compound fracture.
He
means
set
it
them.
Busted through this skin.
Shadow Warrior.
No, technically compound fracture means that the multiple bones are broken.
No. Compound fracture is when you break a bone and it busts through the skin.
Shadow Warrior.
regardless.
No!
Open, you don't gaping know what about, wounds.
You don't okay, know about
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, the motherfucker, the motherfucker's got a magical helmet. On.
The wound is starting to smell a lot like almonds.
Yes. I believe it's gangrene. Fucking open wounds, crawling for 2 months in trash, in shit,
hey, this
and piss.
This is the 90s. There's no, perfectly good newspapers he can use as bandages.
Would still get soiled real quick, Seth.
Yep. Yep. Just to make
motherfucker's got blood poisoning and
just,
dead.
Just to make sure Nick is
Ninja
correct.
Ninja Warrior.
But look.
Dude, I know my medical shit.
For reasons. For reasons.
I'm four hearing, kids.
I'm hearing like four different things on what a fucking compound fracture is.
Four reasons. Four reasons he fell five
who's
stories.
In the medical field?
He fell five stories into the back of a what? Garbage truck.
Me.
Rolled into the garbage truck, into the back. Got fucking crushed into garbage, was dropped off that night
yeah. There's
at the
another
dump.
Thing. Trash crushed into him. Even yes. More open gaping wounds.
He's tough. Right. He's ninja, shadow warrior.
That motherfucker's immune yeah. system.
And then the motherfucker shows up. Shows up at the rendezvous point.
You don't be knowing about ninjas and shit?
Shows up at the rendezvous point.
Especially
and that guy's like,
he's
oh.
not even ninja, he's assassin. So because he's assassin class, he has to know about poisons and shit.
Nope, they're ninjas.
Poisons and shit doesn't have anything to do with bacterial infection, Seth.
No,
I don't know
listen,
about you, but a lot of
it,
motherfuckers who do that,
it
end up
doesn't,
having a fucking
I'm not saying
them.
That it can make sense, but this is the only way it can happen. The truck cannot have just fucking sat there for a month or 2 months. They had to have dumped the garbage that night. Why didn't he crawl out of the garbage that night? He couldn't.
I'm going to do something that makes this all go away. Don't view that plot hole.
Can't
move
have to.
On.
Sorry.
We can't view that plot hole. Do you want to know why, Seth? Because he's buried in the trash.
With spooge on his face. When he goes back to the fucking...
That's going to be my best dumpster. Contribution to this episode.
The next time when he goes to the rendezvous point, that guy's like, oh, his face. It's not because it's cut up. He's got spooge everywhere. It's like, what the fuck were you doing, dude?
Well, either Shredder, way, sir, if... did a homeless man show up on your way here?
Yeah.
Dude, well, I'm telling you.
Okay, look, either way, if we're going to move on, then the next thing
we
that
can't
we
move
to
on
until
we've settled on something. This is the way our show works. We settle. We fixed every one of these things in Power Rangers. Every time we come across something that's ridiculous, even when we say don't view that plot hole, we give it a relevance. Every time. It's how our show works. Even if we have to say, this guy must be fucking stupid. Sometimes that's the way we get away with it in Power Rangers. In this, he spent at least 2 months in a garbage dump and was not able to climb out for reasons.
Well, they might have also been dumping additional garbage on top of him, too. Which...
Exactly.
Yeah. So he's got busted bones he's trying to come out, and then they keep dumping on his ass.
2 months worth of shit dropping on him.
Of
and for
shit.
Reasons. And for some reason... The
sometimes
foot,
literal, yes.
For some reason, the foot has not bothered to meet up until 2 months later.
Or those guys are
acting
really,
like everything
really
was
slow. They left the fucking crime scene. We'll get there
now,
eventually.
Now, it's true that some of these guys could have laid low. And
a lot of them did.
Maybe it was purposely set that if something ever happened, you disappear. And then when you get the sign, you meet back up.
Which might have been Tatsu.
And Tatsu might be the one that gives the sign.
Yeah, Tatsu might have stayed hidden because he got taken down by Casey.
And
everybody
probably,
did.
And he probably had to sit around and be like, did I really get beat by that man in the hockey
mask?
No,
everybody had to have disappeared. Everybody had to have disappeared, and there's something in their thing that says, look for this sign, you'll know to meet at the garbage dump.
Yeah.
But this is like 2 or 3 months fucking later. And it's fine that they're just meeting back up. But the Shredder has laid in garbage, eating scraps of old bananas and shit for
know,
like 3 months.
Well, it makes sense on why he's always mad.
There's another thing throwing a wrench at that one, too. How the hell was he breathing?
Disgustingly.
know what? We're just going to
would
call
have ran
him.
Out of air, especially with extra trash
ninja.
Being dumped on him.
He is magic. Ninja. He's the magic
no,
man.
No, I'm telling you, it doesn't need to make sense. It's fucking ninja. They do this all the fucking time. There's ninjas that supposedly lie underwater for 7 hours.
Yep.
And there's ninjas that could supposedly simulate death. And transfix their body into a coma.
To stop where their heart only pumps like once a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just enough to keep the blood
flowing. Just enough to keep the blood flowing.
So there's all kinds of bullshit ninja you can put in here.
And that's what he did. That's what he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just move on.
He found a pipe that was sticking out. He was able to breathe through the pipe.
Until a homeless guy
flushed.
As I said, until a homeless guy.
Because the homeless guy's over the pipe.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like,
oh,
yeah.
This is my God.
Dude. Well, either way, if we're moving on, then we get to Shredder fixing his helmet, who, you know, talking to Tatsu.
He sharpened.
Revenge.
He sharpened his helmet. That don't fix a crush.
Yeah, it does.
He added spikes to his helmet.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know how it fixes a crush? You just grind it away.
That's not the same helmet, to be fair.
Yeah.
No, it's not. The helmet that he's wearing, he didn't need to fix that helmet. He didn't take his helmet and modify it. It's not the same helmet. You could tell by looking at the side. It is not the same helmet. It's bigger on his head than the last one was. It's plated. It's designed differently. And that top spike thing didn't even exist on the original helmet.
Fine. Yeah. I will agree. Okay, that makes more sense.
That's
now.
A different helmet altogether.
Tatsu, bring me my spare helmet.
That it has to be. It's a different helmet.
We lost it in the fight, Master Shredder.
And since he very much, since he very much is playing off the samurai idea, he might have multiple helmets. That's not outrageous at all.
One for intimidating, one for revenge.
He might have found stuff around the junkyard to make one.
One for formal wear.
Yes, he does have a formal one.
Right.
Where he goes on dates and stuff.
Wow.
The Shredder's
so anyway,
a man. He's a man with man needs.
So anyway, now we're in New Jersey
like
at a chemical spill.
Oh, TGRI.
Something like that. TGRI?
Yes, which they had actually changed from the comics.
This is where I was completely disgusted with April. This is where I was done with her. It was bad enough that she was a bad actress up to this point. Then I got here to where she was doing the report, and I was like, I'm done with you. You have no credibility to me whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Every other April, including, I'm sorry, I'm going to keep doing this, Megan Fox takes the initiative and goes and finds that motherfucking story, even if it puts her own life in danger, and she is unwilling to be pushed aside by the common answer. She will ask the questions she believes needs to be asked, and she's not dumb enough to see the corporate face and say, I take this at self-value. Face value, right there. Yep, you're right. I agree. Everything you've said is not bullshit.
That's not her character.
This April, very much was a Sunday morning fucking wake up USA fucking televangelist bitch.
Wake up, San Francisco.
USA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Da, 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 da.
That's exactly what she was. She was like, oh, ba, 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 ba. And he was like, ba, 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 ba.
I don't think I would watch that news report because this isn't like
right.
they talking
that's
to Charlie
how
Brown.
Bad it was.
Welcome to this episode of The View.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
She was like, tell me about...
I'm down here in New Jersey as TGRI, this chemical company, which, no, in the comics they're not, but we'll get to that later. This chemical company, they're helping New Jersey out by cleaning up the spill. Right now I'm being joined by Professor Jordan Perry, Baxter Stockman. Not even going to try to cover that. Now, Professor Perry, well, hold on, do you want me to just give you, like, some B-roll, because I have a tendency to ramble and, you know, give you really long-winded when you really only need... Professor, we're live? Oh, so we're here, we're going to clean all this up, and we're going to...
I rehearsed this corporate
better.
Line, let me lay it on you.
Yeah.
Hold on, initializing corporate bullshit.exe.
Actually, you're not far off.
Yeah, that's actually exactly
originally,
what we did.
He was supposed to work for TGRI, which is an intergalactic fucking company. He was
specifically
supposed to be
what is today in the current mythology, the Krangs.
Better known in the comics as the Umtrons.
Krang.
That scientist is not a man. He's
he
not
is,
fucking real.
He is a robot with a little alien in the belly.
Beep boop.
Guys,
He has a brain.
Yes, Mikey. We know.
In his stomach?
No, Mikey. Wait, what? Yes, that's what it was supposed to be. But because that was comic books and not fucking Krang from the TV show.
This movie would have been 100% better if that's what really happened.
They don't They don't want a creature going around saying, I want a body, a body.
But it was supposed to be.
It
was cut out of the movie. He was supposed to reveal.
Are you the voice of Krang? That was pretty dead on, man.
At the end of the movie, he was supposed to reveal that he was an Umtron.
Yes.
It was written in the original idea. He was supposed to reveal it at the end of the movie, and they canceled it.
That's might be why he got the fuck out of there at the dance club.
Yeah.
But originally, yes. But because they took that out, it changes the entire fundamental of this guy's character and makes me ask really serious questions later on.
Yeah. Because with him being an Umtron, because they all look like Krang from the show, they were like, shit, we can't do that idea because they all look the exact same and everybody's going to wonder, well, was that Krang? Was that the actual Krang?
They're all Krang.
Yeah, they are all Krang. That's the reason why in the new Nickelodeon, they just said, fuck it, and called them all Krang. Krang is talking to Krang about Krang with Krang.
What does the Krang say about the Krang, the thing that the Krang has to worry about with the Krang?
But that's the reason that this guy's character is so bizarre at different points, is because he was supposed to be. There's a weirdness to this guy where he later gets rescued by turtles.
And instead of, holy fuck, he's, oh, well, some of the mutagen must have spilled on four baby turtles, and then you guys all grew up and learned how to speak proper English.
That's
fascinating.
That's not even the part that got me. He didn't go home.
Yeah.
He wasn't held prisoner. He was saved. And then they were like, hey, you can sleep in this train. Any real fucking person would have been like, I really want to go the fuck home. Shredder doesn't know where he lives. He's safe at home.
Yeah. We got pizza. Cool. I'll stay for a couple slices. I got a bed I got to get to. I need to feed my pets.
I've been sleeping in a dump tied to chairs and dealing with weird experimentation for like, I don't know how goddamn long.
12 hours!
At least.
Yeah, minimum.
At least.
Yeah, but it was longer than that. Honestly, staying with them
minimum
would actually be somewhat logical because he was like, because you just went through my thing.
Scientific curiosity.
Must have spilled.
No.
Fascinating.
It's not the scientific.
Me being a scientist, if that was me, I'd be like, huh, this is fucking weird. I'm going to stick around for this.
For what? He already created mutants. Yeah. They know what the mutagen is.
Done in the wild.
They've already tested the mutagen. They made it. They know how to dispose of it. They are the ones that have already tested and played with it, and he's sophisticated enough with it, which means they've tested it many fucking times, that he can tell when it's been used, how it's been used, how much has been used, and how to counteract it.
Mm-hmm.
So, four turtles? He's probably made better than that.
Yeah, but
he made Toka and Razar.
Where's Bebop and Rocksteady?
How they actually
That's what they were supposed to be.
Because these were four random wild turtles.
Wait, I want one good explanation.
Fucking grew up. I'd be like, you weren't
Give
in my
me
lab.
Give me one explanation
fucking
on why they switched.
Has,
Give me some notes.
And he has more than enough time to come back tomorrow. It is beyond reason that a real fucking person was kidnapped from his workplace, drugged to a dump, forced to experimentate on fucking animals, save those animals' lives, was basically a slave and was probably threatened with death, then finally escapes his captivity and ends up with four fucking turtle things that say, hey, you can sleep in a train. I'm going home.
Food is ready.
That's the truth of it. This guy would not, by any circumstances ever, just stay there. Unless he's a scientific brain robot.
Yep. Exactly.
I mean, technically, that would explain a lot of stuff
brain
that we
robot.
Saw throughout the
brain
movie.
Robot.
Yeah.
Especially his personality
God
and
damn
stuff.
It. Brain robot. Brain robot. Brain robot. Brain
okay.
robot. Brain robot. He'll hump the boss. Can we put him in another fucking cell, please?
Okay, going back to Master Splinter here, I'm going to argue against Master Splinter simply sitting on a roof. He talks about being ever vigilant and always silent and always sneaky, but then he puts himself in the very wide open where anybody could possibly see him. Mm-hmm. There's even lawn chairs on the roof indicating that people go up there from time to time. On top of this, do you remember how easy it is to see a turtle from 5 rooftops away in the last movie?
Yep.
I already know. That place that April lives at, nobody's around. Nope, just empty.
Apparently.
Exactly.
Empty.
Nobody else can afford that
and
place.
And he only does it at night.
Which?
Yep. And nobody ever sits out with their radio in New York.
Yep.
Nope. Except for that one guy who
they
used
don't.
To.
They don't. Because in the first movie, if you do that, people come up and steal it.
Good point.
It's true.
No.
No.
But
no.
Really, Casey fucking saw Raphael.
Casey Jones has fucking eagle vision.
It is not rare. It is not rare in New York City for people to sit up on the roof.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not. I mean,
he can't just sit up there and then talk bullshit about we're supposed to be silent ninjas. Don't get yourself caught.
Hey, right. Splinter, why are you up here getting yourself caught?
Goddamn Hippocrat.
You shut the hair up.
I'm Master Splinter.
Which? Who's the master here?
Right. So we're going to eat. We'll be back to talk more in a minute.
Aw, but hold on. 3 quick notes. First off, oversized candy bar that fucking Mikey's eating. I want to go back to the 90s and fucking get those, because goddammit, I miss those. Second of all...
You can get those soon. Christmas.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Christmas time, so big candy bars.
$15.
Yeah, I know. I want the old price, too, when it was $3 for one of them cocksuckers.
Inflation.
Then the other thing is
Dandelions?
That asshole that's helping the foot guy who's new on the job.
Oh, the April.
He's wrapping cords like a cocksucker. Let me wrap up these AV cables. Now they're a tangled mess. Get the fuck out of my gut. I'm glad this is day one. Go the fuck home. You're fired. I don't even have to give you a paycheck. Thanks for coming in. Never again.
Nope, so you got to pay him for the time he was there.
And then, of course, number 3. Donatello with a mop. Making out with a fucking mop.
Moppy? Moppy?
That's not even the one that got me. They were cleaning everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were trying to clean the apartment.
Did you watch what Donatello did? Nobody caught it. I caught it because I live with somebody that is hardcore about cleaning. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If she came home and saw me mopping the sink... She would straight lose her
fucking
shit.
Mind? Yeah. After working as a janitor, no, I caught that. That's why I said Donnie with the mop.
He was mopping the sink. He didn't get water from the sink. He was mopping the floor, saw the sink, lifted the mop and said, quick, 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 and continued on. He mopped the sink. Fucking gross.
Now we'll be back.
All right, so who has the earliest note from this point?
Mine is... I think where we left off at was...
we're about to go to the... Yeah. We were Splinter on the roof. That's where we are.
Yeah,
because I just argued that it's ridiculous for him to talk about shadows and never being seen and never putting yourself in that situation and sitting on the New York roof.
Yeah. As long as there's no Casey Jones around,
he also sits directly in the open. He has like a little pedestal and everything, so he's the highest thing on the roof.
And meditating up there. Oh, wait, my mistake. He's up there coming. Coming.
So
if you haven't seen that little gag that somebody posted on YouTube a long while back.
Right. So we get long.
Yeah, I never saw that.
We get long Splinter backstory just to get to, here's a broken canister.
And here's what is actually on the broken canister that wasn't on it originally.
Well, I'm not arguing the movie. I'm trying to think comic book wise. I can't remember if the logo was on that thing from the very beginning or if it was just a blank thing that hit the kid in the head.
I'm
in the movie.
Right.
What?
Looking for the book.
The comic book?
He's looking for a book.
Looking for probably a book. Behind my fat ass. I don't know. Oh, there it is. Bill's got a book.
Ye old fucking book.
Thank God it's large print. We're all old and blind.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, he's just blind, not old.
Right. So, either way.
I was going to say, I'm just old, not blind. Damn.
Yes. In comic books, this was a detail that was thought out from the very beginning.
Yep.
I'm depressed now.
Because, yeah, because see. Yeah, TCRI, which is where the Umtrons made their home base. Because it used to be like, what was it? It was like, I can't remember what it was, but. Shit. It was basically, it was like there was supposed to be some telecom company or some such shit. Which is how they got away with having fucking rockets that kept going into space or something like that. But I can't
remember. Mutagen also is not actually a mutagen at all.
Yeah.
If I remember right, the storyline was just kind of strange that they weren't from our dimension.
Yeah.
They're from another dimension. They didn't travel here. They're not aliens. They got stuck here. They're never even actually bad guys. They were kind of misunderstood. They came over here. They got stuck here. They were stuck here for like 40 fucking years. And when they got over here, they brought something with them. Something that originally was not hazardous. It was gasoline. That's it. Simple gasoline that they use to power their trucks, rockets, yada yada.
But their gasoline ended up being chemicals for our reality.
Because the physics and chemical composition of our universe was different from theirs, their gasoline turned out being, for lack of a better term, science goo over here.
Yep. So bad shit happens.
So as Kino said,
and they were literally,
you guys got slimed, more or less.
What they were actually trying to do when the accident happened was they were just trying to transport their barrels of stuff, their chemicals and whatnot, from one part to a building in the city where they would stockpile it and then seal it away so it couldn't hurt anybody. They weren't trying to hurt anyone. Just so happens that at that exact time, some guy stepped out into the road, a kid tried to stop him, they swerved to the left, one of the canisters fell off, hit him in the face, mm-hmm. and fell into the sewers.
And that's assuming that's the only time that something like that happened.
Well, that's Daredevil.
Yeah.
The Ninja Turtles, no, I know, but the Ninja Turtles, their origin is tied in with Daredevil in the original books.
Yep.
It's not Daredevil, because they weren't allowed to say that, but it is Daredevil.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
which is ironic.
Case of another canister, someone else.
Right.
Right. But it's also ironic because if you look at an actual map of New York City, because I had to do that for something later on, basically East Side Manhattan is colloquial, like the reference to it is basically Turtle Bay, which happens to be on the other side of Hell's Kitchen.
Awesome.
Huh.
That's pretty
makes some sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's wild how that ties in. So, are we done with the rooftop and him exposing
Yes and no, because technically now we jump to a different rooftop, because inside of the rooftop that these turtles are on, there's a scientist who's disposed.
Oh, and this makes no sense at all today. Back then, before they deleted the extra scene, it makes perfect sense. That dude is there alone.
Yep.
It's just him in the whole fucking building.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow.
Why? Because he's not fucking human.
Yep.
Why? Because everybody went the fuck home and somebody has to plug in the aquarium above the electric eels.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there you go.
So he's there emptying the canisters, holds it up. You, my friend, are the last one to turn around to, there's this grumpy man who's,
The scene on the roof, by the way, pissed me off.
What, with them trying to break into TGR?
It literally made me mad. Because it comes down, look, the first movie is so fucking good, and then we get here and it's like it's pissed me off so bad. They hop onto the roof, they start walking over, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, there's not much to this place, is there? And then he's like, Donnie,
I'm a fucking piece of shit leader that has to speak up about everything and be way over the top G.I. Joe cliche so that nobody will fucking like my character ever. It doesn't look like there's much night security, but we better move in quiet. And this gives our chance for our hard-ass lone wolf to step in and be anti about everything and be like, hey, let's do it, huh? And then I hate that. I hate that. It's forced, cliche, shitty character development exposition written in the worst possible fucking way that shits on one character so they could sell the only one that they thought was going to make them any money.
Let's do it, eh?
Bill, we saw everything.
I know. It fucking happened again because we took a break. But I will fix it here in a second.
And it didn't hurt us because we're only that far back, so
yeah,
there. It's fixed.
It's nothing too major.
Let's do it, eh?
Yeah, I hate it.
Let's
I fucking hate it.
That was your guys' line to do it because that's what Donnie and Mikey did.
Dude, I really do. It fucking, it made me sick when I seen it. And right. I was like, we have fallen such a fucking far way since the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because now we get ninjas who forgot how to ninja.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, there's something I got to bring up. When they go inside TGRI and you
it's
see...
It's like an arcade in here!
Yeah, and you see the whole pan shot of the inside? I noticed it's like, there's this pyramid area with a rock in it. Is this supposed to be some kind of nod to their interdimensional origins?
Could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been originally. It's all flashy lights and shit, but since they threw that part of the story away, dumb decision.
Yep.
Can you imagine? The third movie might have actually been really cool if we would have dealt with the Umtrons instead of Guy with a bird.
If that happened, the third movie would have been them going to
They could have went not back in time. They could have went to another dimension and fought crazy monster things.
Turtles in dimensions.
Yeah, could have fought some Umtrons, found some rock soldiers.
Or maybe some Triceratons.
The foot that were left behind are very, very poor examples of the foot. These guys are absolutely awful and absolute jokes, having almost no redeeming value whatsoever. They're nothing but cannon fodder, and if I remember correctly, Shredder specifically told Tatsu to gather his best men. So, I hate to do this, but we are seeing the very best of what the foot has to offer today.
No, the best foot soldiers that dance, because they dance around.
And there's a... This bothered me, but I saw this guy all over the movie. There is a fat foot soldier.
Yep.
There's a tall foot soldier, which might have been Kevin Nash having multiple roles.
Sure. Fat foot soldier. I don't know why, but that bothered the fuck out of me. I kept seeing him. Like in the junkyard when Raph and Kino are walking by. You don't see Raph at that time. Kino's walking by, he's with the other dude, and he's like, hey, I gotta go get some stuff done, you wait here. There's these two guys that are like practicing, like slapping these sticks together, and the dude that's overseeing them is this like out of weight fat guy that's like, and he's kind of like directing him, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
What, fat people can't be martial arts experts?
Big, fat, out of weight guys.
Out of shape.
Yep, out of shape guys.
Oh.
Out of weight.
Wait. I just remembered something from that previous Nickelodeon Turtles series. The fan who became a foot member.
I doubt there's no way they're referencing. This is before that.
I know that.
Yeah.
But it's like, could Nickelodeon reference that by seeing that?
Maybe. But yeah, this dude, I kept seeing this guy everywhere. There's this fucking fat guy. And normally, I would tell you that I've seen martial art masters who are not fat guys. But
I don't know. Steven Seagal still has a career.
Never.
Oh,
never in my life witnessed a fat ninja. In fact, it is impossible.
Choji.
No.
Naruto.
No.
Beverly Hills Ninja.
No. Because the very first movie put this in the real world, saying these are real rules.
Right.
Which means that if they're undergoing any kind of ninja training, it is customary that you be able to lift, walk, and fully move with exactly your body weight on you.
But also recently there have been getting people on that with any martial arts experience, so...
Yeah, but the fat guy is present in the first fight with the Turtles where he selected his best men from those that are still there.
Yeah.
Which means this guy's been afoot for a while. A fat, out-of-shape, hungry foot.
Yep. Because generally speaking, when it comes down to it, from watching a lot of Gaijin shit, he did an episode recently where he was making fun of Taki from Soul Calibur.
Which I disagree with some of his points.
Right.
Because he gave, before you even go further, in case somebody likes Gaijin Goomba, and I'm famous for doing this, I shit on people that are way bigger than me on YouTube, you cannot... Mm-hmm. Cannot, under any fucking circumstances, give a high fucking grade to Senran Kagura claiming that those are authentic ninjas and then shit on Taki for having boobs. Fuck you.
Right. But, no, because all I was going to say is he brought up the fact of it's actually written into actual legit ninja scrolls that state you can only weigh, like, X amount, and I want to say it's like... Can't weigh any more than like 54 kilos, okay. Which is like 130 sopping wet.
Listen, he's the cook. Even the Foot Clan need to eat, okay?
No, it's weird because now that we're in the... This is supposed to be in the real world. The first movie set the rules. And so that fat guy...
Did
trained,
we even see the fat guy in the first movie?
No, he's not, because they were all trained by Shadow Warriors, and the other reason they're looking for kids is so they can guarantee the weight... And training at an early age that stays proficient throughout the course of their lifetime.
Same thing with their mental stabilities.
Yeah. Mm. And this guy is some fat potato chip eating motherfucker. And he's in multiple scenes. It bothered the fuck out of me. Every time I seen him, I was like, there's that fucking fat guy.
And I resemble these remarks. Okay.
So pissed.
Okay, so let's see. So where are we?
I got ninja football or just ninja keep away?
Column A and column B.
Yeah, probably both.
You just did it. There's that the ninja football, ninja keep away, ninja... The horrible fucking ninja fight. These guys are the worst fucking foot soldiers ever. They just wait to get their asses kicked.
Oh, here, let me trip somebody. Oh, a turtle's right next to me. The turtle's doing nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good job there, Leo.
Well, probably because the turtles are like, dude, these guys are fucking a joke. So they're not even trying either.
Right.
But look.
Numbers game.
Really stop and think about this. In the first movie, Tatsu, upon his own disgrace and anger at his own men, beat members of the Foot to death. That tall guy that was so fucking incompetent, he caught the fucking ooze can and was like, aha!
Oh, the big guy I'm talking about, that I'm guessing is Kevin Nash.
And was dancing around and shit.
And doing keep away from Mikey, trying to grab it.
And then he got headbutted and threw the canister straight to the turtles. That guy got to go home.
Yep.
Bullshit!
Yeah.
He said, that should have went, ninja, vanish! And then when the smoke cleared, they should have found one dead foot soldier on the ground with a broken neck.
Yeah. Nope.
He should have said, ninja, vanish!
K.O. You lose.
Dumb motherfucker.
Right. Tatsu got the canister anyway.
Yeah.
Still, the incompetence of his men is severe.
During this whole
thing. And let's be real, he, that motherfucker didn't move. He stood in that one spot and still eventually ended up with the canister like, that is how I do it.
Didn't he have like two or three times during this whole thing?
Dude. Couple times, yeah.
Dude, he...
And he didn't stand in one spot. He did shuffle around a little bit.
Oh. Yeah, because a turtle came at him and he like stepped over to the left.
He hardly moved.
Yes, exactly.
Lazily listed to the left.
And he and then somehow in the end, after everybody else has been moving around and flipping and surfing and all that crap, he's the one that ends up with the canister. He's like, now I leave.
Oh, and it was at this point that when the smoke bomb was thrown down, I got completely fucking disgusted again. Because it pans across all four turtles, and every single one of them has to have the opportunity to say the same goddamn thing. And it's not like the first movie where they gave mm-hmm. independent moments to different turtles to develop the characters in a legitimate way. In this, they just let all four guys throw out a catchphrase that is redundant and ridiculous. I can't help but notice that in order to appeal to the children of the audience, every turtle gets a line every time. This slows the movie down to an absolute crawl and is expected to repeat scenes four, five, sometimes six times to guarantee every turtle had a turn. Yep. Instead of simply letting one person say what has to happen in order for the character to develop as part of the movie, we now have a chance for all turtles to interact every single time in every single scene legitimately, whether we want them to or not.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause remember, smoke bomb. Wonderful! Bummer! Great! It just went down the line, and every one of them got a turn.
Yep.
And this might seem like a small thing, and it really is a kind of nitpicking, but it hurts the attitude that they put down in the first film. It literally destroys everything that we built in the first movie by allowing this kind of lazy... It's not even PG writing, okay? Because we have PG superhero movies today that give chances to their characters that are legitimate to their characters.
Yeah.
We don't go into an Avengers movie and literally have to go down the line where every time we talk about something, no matter what it is, every single guy has to have something to say. Sometimes that guy's not relevant. We move the fuck on.
Yeah. Shit, if that were the case, fucking Infinity War would still be happening.
Right.
Be a six-hour-long fucking movie. Oh, my God, Thanos. Now it's time for Peter to say something. Now it's time for Scarlet Witch to say something.
Peter.
Now we got to have the Hulk say something. Peter. Now Thor needs to say something.
Now, it's true that everybody got their screen time in that movie, but they got it at different points through different angles
when
and
it
different
was relevant.
Reasons when it was relevant. The turtles are just taking fucking turns. And this also doesn't happen with movies like the Ghostbusters. They have lines that are relevant to the situation, not because everybody needs to say something.
And each person plays off the other.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The turtles just all are waiting for their own
turn
to
talk. And the first movie, they each played off each other.
Yeah.
Even, you know, so that's what I was saying, like the bond, the chemistry between the turtles is nothing more than just one-liners and catchphrases.
Yeah, when Donatello skates out into the hall... and knocks a couple people down, Raphael comes out the door and he's like, show off, and punches a guy in the face. And that's a fine scene to have in there. But could you imagine if all four turtles had to have a moment there where Don had to get on the skateboard, start skating, say something. Raph had to come off, say show off, punch a guy in the face. Mike had to turn around and be like, yeah, man. And Leo had to be like, come on, stop messing around. And we have to do that with every fucking scene. Because all four turtles just have to wait for their turn to talk.
It's the cheapest, easiest way to get around character mm-hmm. development.
Yes. And it destroys massive portions of this movie for me.
I don't, like I told you, dude, like, the turtles, man, they were annoying. And
are we on the pizza delivery?
Yeah, we are.
The turtles are started packing because look at what happened last time when the foot was around and the turtles were crashing at April's.
Yep.
They destroyed April's place last time, so they're like, nope, we're not going to let this happen again.
So I wrote something here. Second Donatello needs to learn some restraint right goddamn now.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about when he got into the place. Were you listening? Because when he gets there, that dude says, pizza, do not turn my fucking door. Don't try to come into my house. I don't know you, motherfucker. Can you imagine if your pizza delivery guy walked up to your door and said, pizza, and just opened your shit up and came in? Because that's what he tried to do.
And I'd only be okay with that with one person. And that's a guy I went to high school with who still works at the Pizza Hut over here.
That's fine.
I'd be fine with
that. Yeah, but anybody some motherfucking else? Dude.
And then she opens the door and she's like, I didn't order any pizza. I know. The guy next door did, but he's just not home all of a sudden.
And just walks in the
Let
door.
Let me make my way in now.
Yeah. I'm just going to come the fuck in.
And then
how about no, get the fuck out.
And then he puts the pizza down. He's
but
like,
since she's fucking cardboard April... anybody that wants can just walk all over that bitch.
Yep.
Would the original April have just let that kid walk the fuck up in her house?
Fuck no.
She would have throat punched that kid. Yeah. Be like, bow, get the fuck out. He'd be like, oh my God.
And then he puts the pizza down. He's like, lose the nunchucks. You're like,
okay, I have to admit, even though this was childish, I did laugh at this
at April attempting
sad
the nunchucks.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, you know, sometimes I like to do a little chucking.
I did laugh.
Like, and then she's like,
yeah, and she's like half spinning it, and he kind of gets that grin, and
all right, you need more practice.
Right.
Meanwhile, Mikey is face palming behind the couch.
Right.
Yeah.
New York's a dangerous place.
By the way, the turtles have lost their hide and seek skills tremendously.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what in the last movie it was Raph and Donnie?
Raph and Don were never seen.
Never seen. Mikey was seen because
Mikey was fast as fuck, and Leo improvised astonishingly.
Yeah, because he's like, because he opens the curtain and was like, "Whoa, Spider-Man,
Spider-Man!"
And then fucking Mikey's like, "The table is the best hiding spot."
Yeah, and then Mikey gets seen, and he's like,
then that motherfucker's
fuck.
Like, "What's that?" And then he's gone.
He's fucking gone.
Fucking flash up in this bitch.
Yep. This time Raphael was the worst hider.
Yeah.
Easily so.
Leo was not seen.
And he was straight up tapping his foot in plain sight.
Dude, Leo was the one.
Instead of playing spot the leader, was it playing spot the turtle this time?
Dude, this was
so dumb.
Donnie
was hiding in the kitchen behind the counter. Mikey was behind the couch. Leo was nowhere to be found. Leo fixed his hiding spot.
Yeah,
that motherfucker was like ninja.
He was like, the tub is dumb. I'm gonna go hide. So that makes sense.
And then fucking Raph, who was awesome at hide and seek in the first movie, fucking hides behind this and doesn't realize he has big feet.
Yeah, let me hide behind this little divider made completely out of paper,
paper bamboo,
and tap my foot underneath
that
the damn
dude's just like
thing.
Looking around. He sees a foot, like, because Raph is like, oh my God, get the fuck out of here, kid.
Right.
And then he fucking stepped on him. I was like, oh, please let me hurt him. Please, can
please,
I hurt him?
Please let me hurt him. Yeah, as soon as he steps on the foot, everybody's just, shit. And right there.
You guys!
You!
Like, what do you think those were? Who has a big, giant, two-toed foot?
Yeah, followed by, once again, Splinter
and then he passes
doing
out.
What he does best.
He's like, four talking turtles is amazing.
That I've already seen before.
Yes, yeah. and he's like, you might need to sit down.
Up, rat, I'm out. No. Can't handle rat.
No,
you live in New York.
That's a fair point. You live in New York.
There's probably
giant turtles. All right, that's actually cool. Giant rat. Oh fuck!
I've seen giant rats, and I've seen them as big as pizza boxes.
Yeah, I saw one the other day. This one just talks.
Yeah.
So now we get a repeat of Master Splinter's story time.
Okay,
time for the backstory again.
But this time they at least sped it up.
Yeah, right. But. Second Donatello did not inherit first Donatello's intelligence. No. Because second Donatello is so dumb
that he heard
the whole motherfucking story that we heard. And what he got out of it was, so you guys were all slimed. No, he didn't say slimed. He said, what you're telling me is you were all slime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He thought they were goop.
Not that they were animals covered in goop.
Yes.
And then here's the part I was talking about, you know. When he gets up and he's like, I am Leonardo. Michelangelo. Donatello.
I'm Raphael.
All the good names end in O. I was like, I never noticed that as a kid. I was like, oh, fuck, Raph, you are the fucking... You don't belong.
You don't have an
O in your name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's the red-headed step turtle.
That's why they gave him the red bandana.
Exactly.
And then, of course, so Mikey can be Mikey, they throw him in the corner to do that
jump flips. And
clap where he's acting like he's flipping.
Yeah.
To give this credit, at least this was one of the few times that I saw Mikey do something that I was like, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that even in the first movie.
He started doing the flips, like, one.
Yep.
Two.
And then when the storm...
And then he's like, 29, 30.
And then Splinter looks at him like, and he's
one.
Shit.
But then what's great is then they're all sitting around bullshitting, and they're like, yeah, no, we got to stop the foot. Oh, you mean those guys who are recruiting anybody with martial arts talent? Do what? Yeah, they're just running around on the street in broad daylight. Hey, you know how to throw a punch? Meet me down at the docks. We're starting a fight club.
Hey, kid. You look like you could throw a punch? Hey, you look like you could use a butterfly knife. How about a job? Come on down.
Now, Kino does come up with an interesting and good idea.
You know that the cops literally just arrested hundreds of fucking foot soldiers and know about the organization and nothing?
Well, let's be real. Until that one scene, a little bit later in the movie, there ain't
yes.
a motherfucking cop in New York.
And think about that, because the first movie shows us that while the cops are not necessarily helping the situation, they're definitely around.
Yep.
They're in the middle of it, and now they're aware of it. So no longer can Chief Stearns be like, it's a fucking rumor. I'm not going to waste the little manpower I have on something that's not even fucking real. Then, a couple days later, he gets his entire fucking city ransacked by hundreds of ninjas. Now it ain't a joke anymore.
Yeah.
He had to catch hundreds of fucking ninjas. And now
and they're
the
hard to catch because they're ninjas.
And the
well,
same.
No. Multiple ninjas, easy to take care of. It's when you get down to the last one, that's when you're fucked.
Well, all this that happened, the big problem that I saw here was that now it's no longer a joke. Now they know they're real. Now they're just advertising on the street and the cops are nowhere to be found.
Hey, yep. You want to join the foot?
The cops can no longer ignore the situation. They know it's real, so you know there'd have to be some kind of people put into it, but there's not.
You know, this is something I'm going to bring up here, since I brought up that Kino had an interesting idea of going undercover as a foot member, but it's like, why didn't the cops think about this too?
Exactly!
Uh-huh.
It's not like it's a secret! Especially now!
They're recruiting right. younger people? You're telling me you don't have anybody on the police force that looks young?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or in shape. That's
not oh,
the
and by the
there.
Way, that big giant group, that was they were not fucking teenagers.
Well, even then, it doesn't
so,
matter.
Yeah.
yeah, young or any of that. Fuck, again, they have the fat ninja.
Right.
And they're saying anybody with martial arts talent. I've been in a handful of fist fights. I could be the fat ninja. I could be the replacement to the fat ninja.
Which would be fucking awesome, by the way.
That would be absolutely fucking
but,
phenomenal.
Hey. And I am very skilled at barroom brawl. Just pick up shit and start throwing it. That's the ECW hardcore wrestling style, damn it.
So I will tell you this. They go in blitz. And they do the they go in and do the tests for Kino.
Mm-hmm. Which and, we're jumping ahead, but yeah.
Well, I thought that's where we were. Cause
No, technically we're at
Leo
the professor
gets,
being
well,
found.
After the whole yeah. I have that idea, I can go in and
okay, because yeah. I do have
and then,
something.
And then
written.
Raph yeah. is like, dude, that sounds like an... And Leo's like, no, that's
no!
too dangerous.
No, the Splinter's the one who said no.
Well, Leo yeah. also got involved, too, and said, no, that's too dangerous.
Yeah, immediately Leo had
Leo's
to come up and
brown
kiss
nose
ass.
As fuck.
And when, Raph, yeah. when yeah. Raph came up, he's like, you know what? No, that's a good idea. And Splinter's like, no.
Yeah.
Too dangerous.
Okay, so...
First off, hold on.
Yeah.
Gotta tell you this right now. Listen, Splinter, I think it's amazing that you're a fucking talking rat. That's awesome. I want to be your friend. Here's the thing. You're not my dad. I can go undercover. What are you going to do? Because if you beat me up, then that's not... That
How
bad.
Old is Kino?
Kino's probably about 17, 18.
Yeah, Kino's young.
Yeah.
Where is his fucking parents?
Nobody has parents!
You know, he's questionable. I think he's just old enough to have left home and he's living in the city. He's working
then
pizza.
I'm going to put him at a max of 19 years old.
Yep. Yeah, he probably okay. just got out on his own.
So...
Yeah.
When he said no, and he's like, oh, come on. Like, dude, no. And he finally did stand up at the end of the movie. He's like, you can't keep me here.
Well, now that the foot are here, they go looking for their place, right?
Right!
Well, let's see, because my next
they
note
were packing
is,
to leave, but they
yeah,
got
they were packing to leave. They were going to go fucking find the place.
But now we go
but
back
now
to
we
the
gotta do
landfill.
A quick cut, yeah, to the landfill where the professor's sitting there dealing with fucking Tatsu being like, I'm not about to fucking help you with this
oh,
bullshit.
Nope.
And then
yep.
Splinter's like, or Shredder's like, okay, then I'll fucking snap your neck. So you want me to experiment?
No, I have a note here.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. This note is important.
Go ahead.
Shane.
Yes.
You're the Shredder.
I am the Shredder.
Okay.
That sucks for you.
I'm Tatsu.
Yes, well, you are my minion, yes.
Okay. You hired me to take care of all this stuff.
Yes, I did.
And so far, you done a great job.
Yes, I'm very happy.
Now, you asked me to find the two most dangerous and vicious fucking animals I could possibly find citywide.
Right, yeah.
I got a fucking snapping turtle.
A snapping turtle and a wolf.
Okay, a wolf can be dangerous.
I got a snapping turtle.
Yes. Tatsu, you did 50% good job. Thank you for the wolf. The wolf will do good.
Not that he wasn't cool when he was mutated.
No. Yeah.
But I was told to find the most vicious animal humanly fucking possible and bring it to you.
I
got a fucking tiny turtle.
Now, at this point, a pissed off kitty cat would be more threatening.
Listen, man.
Exactly.
Listen, man. Look. I probably should have spelled it out. You're not really talking much. You're doing a lot of grunting.
Go your ass to the zoo and get a fucking polar bear.
You're in New York. Get your ass to the Brooklyn Zoo.
Yeah.
And get me a lion.
Go get a lion, a polar bear, a fucking giant
angry alligator.
A fucking black cobra that Bruce Lee slapped in the face twice. Go get an animal that will kill something.
Specifically that cobra that Bruce Lee slapped. It's very angry.
It's very mad.
It's still mad all these years
That
later.
Motherfucker slapped me 20 years ago.
Brought you a snapping turtle.
The wolf is fine. The wolf is fine. Yes, it's a cub. First off,
yes.
When it gets older, a wolf can be dangerous. A snapping turtle, oh god, it bit me.
Now, I'm not saying that a snapping turtle can't cause damage.
It can't.
But realistically here, get the fuck up out of here.
There are more dangerous animals, so Tatsu, you're fired.
Exactly.
Tatsu, you should have brought me a rhino
fat
and a warthog.
Foot ninja, come here.
Well, see, that's the other problem, too, is they didn't want to go with the rhino and the warthog because they were still trying to avoid looking like the cartoon. They didn't want to be anything like the cartoon,
but later,
to be family friendly.
Later in the cartoon, they did bring in Toka and Rezar.
It's true.
Yes, it's but true. Here's what was going on. I think that they knew that they were avoiding the higher rating, but they still wanted to somehow appeal to the comic book. So they want people to come in that are from the first movie. Without letting them know that this is nothing like the first film.
And this movie's not for you.
It's actually for all these kids over here. And the first movie wasn't for them, but we advertised it to them.
Yep.
Now you come in to see this movie, and it's the movie that they originally thought they were going to.
And then you come in, you're like, dude, that first movie was so sick. I can't wait to see what they do next.
And then
you watch that movie.
Fuck?
And then you leave the theater, you're like, dude, I fucking hate turtles.
I'm gonna go home and I'm going to burn all my comics.
I fucking hate this series now. And then the third one comes out, and that guy's like, and those guys are like, I don't even care. They fucked it up.
So where are we at?
Where's my warthog?
Now we're at
the costumes get a rain test.
Yeah.
The new costumes get a rain test.
I have this note, and I never noticed it. I rewatched it twice to be sure. These are not the same turtle costumes reused. In fact, it did not occur to me until the first scene with Rain. The rain is coming down in front of the camera as an effect. The turtles have been made wet prior to this event.
Yeah,
and
they're
not actually being rained on.
No, they're not.
Their bags, their hats, their bandanas, and all the things of that nature which could get wet are completely fucking dry.
When they get in the sewer.
The whole time they run up to her, stand in front of her, hang out with her, and then climb down into the hole. They never actually got wet. Which means that these costumes are not the same waterproof things that we saw in the first movie. They must be different because they were worried about getting them wet.
All right, Scott, quick question. What movie was Michelangelo quoting? To April. Before he went in the sewer with the hat, what movie was that from?
Do you need to phone a friend?
No, I know it. I'm just trying to remember the name of the movie.
You got it.
You're getting almost. It. Almost there.
Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, I know who it is. I know
he's right fucking there.
Yeah. Starts with a C. I'm going to help you out.
Got the C part. It's Casablanca.
Casablanca.
Yeah, yeah. I was just about to say,
yeah?
It's a cheap-ass character in Street Fighter 2.
Blanca. Casablanca.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was going to be your hint.
People call it Casablanca. People call it Casablanca. Not quite sure how you spell it.
I think it's Casablanca.
Blanca, whatever.
Well, it's a classic movie. Classic movie.
I watched it a second time. After I seen it, I was like, wait a second. And I rewound it and played it again and noticed that the bags they're holding aren't wet. The hat they're wearing, it's not wet. The bandanas, it's not wet. Which means they were not actually wet, but they look it. Like all the skin and shit has been rubbed in a way that makes them look like they're wet. But it wasn't. It was not actually raining on them.
When I was watching it, I thought that was strange. Is when they get in the sewer, I'm like, God, it's nice how you guys are completely dry.
Yep. Makes me wonder if they were so worried about the suits.
They were cheaper.
I wonder if they are reused, which I don't think they are because the animatronic faces don't look the same. But if parts of them are reused, maybe they're worried that since there's no Jim Henson now, maybe there's a possibility they were having to be a lot more careful with the suits. Where in the first movie, they were just running crazy, and if they damaged them, they were like, hey, dude, shit's broken.
Yep.
We let it fucking rain on the suits for 4 days.
I think in the first movie, they were experimental for the turtle costumes in general. So,
well, right. It has to be, because they'd never been done.
Did anybody
but in the second movie, they should have already understood the materials to use to deal a rain scene.
I looked, and I didn't see anything, but did anybody see any creepy eyes in the mouth?
No. The animatronics are very different in the second movie.
Yeah. Okay, because I looked, I was like, I thought maybe for 1 second I saw it in Donnie. Because I paid attention to Donnie more.
I didn't see it. Right. Their animatronics were without a doubt different.
Because he did open his mouth a little wide, and I was like, oh, I don't see no eyes. Okay.
Yeah, their heads are different, without a doubt.
Well, I thought Mikey looked smaller in this movie than he was in the first one. Like quite a bit smaller. I know he's a smaller turtle. I get it.
They were different. They have to be different. That scene alone really brought it out for me.
And I thought Raph was a little bit leaner. And the first one, I thought he was a little bulkier.
Yeah.
Leo, he was all right, I guess. Donnie looked fine. Just Mikey and Raph looked, they were off to me.
So we're in the sewers now, wandering around?
We're in the sewers. They're in the middle of
the
looking
pointless
for a place.
Wait.
Another argument comes out.
Pointless argument.
I did that. I says, Raphael says, even you could think of something better to do than this. Remember all that development that we did in the first movie?
Yep.
Remember when the fight made sense because we were able to dig psychologically into the reasons behind their confrontation?
Yep.
Today they are fighting because Leonardo is Leonardo and Raphael is Raphael, and because by this point, Wolverine and Cyclops had happened. That is a thing now.
Yep. Oh my God, yeah, Cyclops and Wolverine bicker like fucking children.
For no real reason, because we called that out on our other show when he fucking hit Cyclops for something Storm did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you can let him know.
I made him a convertible.
And once again...
That happened after I sit in all battle clothes ready to go in my bedroom. Love me, Gene!
And exactly. Once again, Raphael deserts his brothers.
He always does
this time...
Leo lets him go again.
Bye.
And here's the thing, because we've already established that the first movie happened. Guys, Leo, last time this happened, you spent like days in front of a bathtub waiting for your brother to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you blamed yourself, rightfully so, because you were supposed to be the leader and you didn't stop him.
And now
you're letting him go.
Just go.
Yep. Oh, look at this. Mikey walks down. Takes like fucking walks 5 feet.
Because Mikey's the goofy one.
And falls.
So goofy has to happen to him.
And when he falls into the hole, Leo's like, oh my God, concerned brother.
Mikey,
are you okay? Yeah. Fuck the other brother. Are you okay, Mikey?
Maniac
Mikey.
Like
you don't
I said,
want him to get hurt. He'll skin you with sausage chucks.
Yeah. Oh shit, that's gonna be even worse.
Yeah. Wait, was that what we came up with?
No,
because it was originally nunchucks.
But now they can't use their weapons.
He uses fucking sausage links, so it's even worse skinning alive.
And next time I'll use mustard!
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, you don't. That will burn even worse before you die.
No, that's what Mikey said when those two guys ran out.
Yeah,
and he threw the sausage links at him.
So, oh my gosh. I did say that I actually like... I don't like that Mikey found it the way he did, because I know this is nitpicking, but I feel like this is more forced crap. It's not good writing. It's not that they actually found something. And even had it happened that way, there's something about the way this movie plays out that I knew instantly if something dumb or goofy was going to happen, it has to happen to Mikey.
Yep.
Donnie couldn't have fell down there and been like, ah, shit. And they'd be like, are you okay? And be like, hold on, give me a second. And as he got up, noticed there was a railing and be like, wait, I think I just found something. And then they jumped down there. No, they couldn't do that. It had to be Mikey because we have to play the cliche.
And because could,
Mikey ex Machina.
And yes. Because Raph couldn't wait 5 fucking seconds.
He has to be gone because anti-hero.
Yep. I get it. They do it all the time with him. I understand. That's just Raph's character. But in this movie, it made so much sense in the first one why he kept getting mad and leaving.
So with this area that they found,
it's an underground subway.
How long do you think the power was out?
It stays on all the time.
Well,
the lights were out.
It could have been. Look, there's a possibility that the power was shut down in that area. Probably even 80-100 years ago. I don't know what track this is supposed to be, but there are abandoned tracks all over New York.
Yeah.
And so that's where they're living.
And a lot of homeless people live in them.
Yeah. Yes. So when they fall down into this place and they find an abandoned tunnel, it does make sense that they could live there and siphon it off from the rest of, you know, they could go out and fucking build up fake walls and shit to make sure nobody can find it. And then New York really wouldn't notice because you're talking about some lights in one spot in the city somewhere. It's such an insignificant drain on the city's power grid. But I get the idea that how long these were turned off and you just flip the switch.
It's like, how long has that been off?
That shit should have fucking blew a fuse.
Either that or taking a while to turn actually on.
Yeah, those things turned on like they were brand fucking new. Dink. You got light.
I mean, electricity is electricity, so even if it's not been running for 100 years, you imagine once the electricity goes through, it's instant. But you imagine some of those lights should have popped.
Yeah.
And
that's how old they were.
Yeah, that's like 100-year-old lights sitting down.
And on plus side,
it's fine.
This is at least better than a sewer.
Yeah, and there was an abandoned car, and they had a nice home, and
yeah,
it's cool. I think that this was the best thing Turtles 2 did. This sewer den idea, moving
the subway, moving from
a
dumpy ass fucking place to a fucking less dumpy ass fucking place.
I thought this was awesome because they
cleaned it up eventually.
It's the possibilities on this are endless.
Right.
They could clear out sections for training and areas for Splinter's meditation and some of the cars for living space and privacy. And, like, everything about this is legitimately interesting. And it would allow, if we were not playing the cliche, it would allow for Donatello to have access to machinery that he'd never had a chance to have before. Because in the first movie, the machinery he gets his hands on doesn't come from the fucking sewers. It's until he gets to the farm when he finally has a chance to play with this stuff in person. Because until then, it was just shit that people threw away that he was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason he hung out with Casey.
And then that's why he was sitting in the truck. Like, I've never drove a truck before.
Right.
They don't throw these away in the sewer.
Right.
Well, they may throw away pieces, but not the whole thing.
He probably could have built a car by then. Maybe. Possibility.
And we already talked about that, so I'm deleting it.
I think we're back to the landfill.
Yeah, we're back to the landfill where we've got Frank Welker. I'm not about to sit here and go off his entire IMDb, but basically Fred Jones and Scooby-Doo from Scooby, Dino Mutt, named like countless other shit, including random animal noises, which Scott will get a kick out of. He'll probably be doing a lot of that shit for the new live-action Lion King, since he was a lot of the roars in the old Lion King.
But Shredder goes on how this time it'll be Freak against Freak instead of his foot soldiers.
Remove the ball.
Bullshit.
Remove the
ball. Callin' bullshit.
Shredder, let me explain something to you. See, normally in a match like this, you got a 50-50 shot.
I'm going to call bullshit for one major reason.
All I said was remove the bar.
Right. The Shredder.
That's not happening yet.
The Shredder's idea here. No, we're not too.
I thought, because they had to show Tokar and
no,
Razor.
No, we're catching Raph right now.
I thought Raph.
Okay, right now, they just fell down into the damn sewer. Now we do a cut where there's fucking a turtle.
They're doing multiple cutbacks.
There's a turtle and a fucking dog shoved into a thing with a bar over it. And green ooze is being dumped into each fucking thing.
Yeah, followed we're by, making them.
Oh, man. Oh, this green ooze. Ah, shit. Now we jump back to April getting cussed out.
No. Remember that. Remember that they took a big old fucking hose of ooze and dumped it in there. Okay? Remember that.
Oh, now, Hyrule. Now that a quick check-in on April.
Yeah, now for a quick check-in on April.
Which we talked about this. Yeah. Where she's all of a sudden, she's back in the news office, and she's not in a corner office. She's just right there on the floor with like a little side office. And that dude, we don't know who the fuck that dude is, but that's her boss, and she knows him.
And apparently April does have an assistant because he answers the phone and goes, hey, I think it's my brother Donatello. Oh, shit, you're not supposed to know that I'm the voice actor for Leonardo. Some guy named Donnie. Well, you tell Donnie he could call back later because I'm busy fucking cussing out April. Ah, goddamn it.
Defeated by a door.
Yeah, defeated by door.
I mean, I am only the boss here.
And meanwhile, Donatello's on a payphone, carrying around a payphone, talking to April, which the payphone doesn't even look like it's connected to
anything. It's got
to
be wired into something, but yes, he created his own portable payphone.
It had wires, if you pay attention very carefully to the bottom. There were wires. They're just shittily.
Are you sure it's not Donnie's wires?
He's just carrying around a payphone.
Yeah, so they're basically calling April to give her an update.
How much does a payphone weigh? I'm legitimately curious.
Like, the phone depends itself on how or the entire phone?
He was carrying the thing.
The phone itself.
Yeah.
The box.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably about 60 pounds, because it has all those mechanisms in it. Mutated turtle.
Well, with the... Probably
plus,
without
you
the
gotta
money.
Think
at,
well,
we don't know
then.
How... We don't know the... Do you know what the max
probably about
strength
60 pounds.
Of a...
They're stronger than us. The turtles are 100%. Like, everybody complained about Robot Shredder in the Michael Bay movie, but you want to know the truth of it? While we really liked the first movie, the turtles, because of the way their muscles are, and the fact that Leonardo has survived multiple stabbings because of it, and the fact that they can perform extraordinary feats of strength, is because they're about 5 to 9 times stronger than we are, easily. Yeah.
Then carrying a 60-pound phone is...
So it's not actually a big deal. Right. And that's the reason Robot Shredder was even brought into the idea, because these gigantic fucking hardcore turtles would rip right through some ninja guy.
Yep. Okay, so yeah, so they're giving the update. Leonardo's pissed off because I completely understand. Moving day sucks. Yeah, moving day really sucks.
But Leonardo's like, instead of going out and looking for a foot like we should be, instead we have to go out and look for a raft.
He drops a box on his brother's foot. Good leader. You're a good leader. Good leader.
Best leader. Best leader.
What was that sound?
He's the greatest.
Leo says, hey. Hi.
No, he's the greatest leader of all time besides for me. I'm the best.
I think Michelangelo's trying to hit on April the most in these two movies, because when he gets the phone again, he's like, hi, this is Mikey. I just wanted to say, hello.
Would you give me that? This is one of those moments. Did you watch it? I'm telling you, she's a fucking cardboard cutout. Donnie's on the phone. She's talking. Mikey gets on the phone. It's not even fucking funny, but she laughs just because he's like, hello. And before she even gets to the kissy-kissy part, it's shooting her. You're shooting her face, and she's like, it's funny because it's Mikey. Fuck you.
Followed by her being like, because Leo is pissed off, and she doesn't know how to react, because technically that's supposed to be Raph that's pissed off, so she doesn't know what the fuck to do.
And then it goes back to Donnie, and she goes back conversating. She only has one fucking acting credibility per turtle.
Yep.
Fuck her. She's awful April.
So now awful we cut back to the landfill.
She was
pretty hot.
So I probably would have.
Megan fucking Fox. Totem pole rising. Every time I see this bitch, Megan becomes that much more April.
All right.
Back to the landfill with the unleashing.
And again, is just going to
be this is what
so
I want to call bullshit. The
cool.
Shredder beat up the fucking turtles.
Right.
Okay. And he could have killed them.
He could have.
Okay. So his idea is to release two giant monsters.
Correct.
And beat them up.
Correct.
So that they will obey him, and then they will kill the turtles.
Correct.
What?
What the fuck? Why doesn't he just go kill the turtles?
They have a rat that knows how to flip him.
And for that matter, if he's under the impression that he already knows, and he's like, oh, I failed against them. No, you didn't. You didn't. You beat that ass.
You just made
you
a
beat
couple
the shit out of the turtles. You fucked up against the rat.
Because you got stupid, and anger makes you stupid, and you got angry, just like Leonardo. And the Shredder is not an idiot. The Shredder fucking knows this. In the first movie, what did he do? He couldn't get those swords out of that fucker's hand. And then he seen that moment where he said, oh, the rat, it has a name.
It had a name.
And all of a sudden, Leo got mad, and you could see it on the Shredder's face. He was like, oh, I've got him. Because anger makes you stupid.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ag it on now. And after he agged it on, angry Leo was like, I'm going to fucking run blindly with no fucking resolve. What's, oh my God, he got me. And the Shredder knows this. So if the Shredder would just fucking relax, meet them again, he'd kill all fucking four of them.
Instead, he does meet them again, but something else happens.
And he doesn't.
And that's later on, though.
No, and he doesn't have to worry about a hockey mask-wielding motherfucker that pushes buttons.
Right. So
it's true.
So he, like...
Why isn't Casey in this movie?
Because
he was smart. Because
he read the script.
No.
Yeah.
I really need to find out why he... Well, what was the real reason why? Because he's in the first and third.
Part of it was because he read the script and he was like, yeah, about
anyway,
that.
Anyway,
the other part is because they were going for the family-friendly, and you can't get family-friendly
with Shredder
Crazy Casey.
Said,
but we
you will call me master.
Vivian,
and instead they're like,
right.
Mama?
Well, no, because we got to do the joke first.
Mama?
First, we release the bars, and then...
Ah!
Shane gets it.
That's funny.
Them motherfuckers.
They basically are.
Yeah. In wrestling, these guys, their names are Occam and Razor. But for a while
Occam's
there, we were...
Razor.
Yeah, for a while there, we were jokingly
yep,
referring
Toka
to them
Razor.
As Toka and Razor. But yeah.
The authors of pain.
So, them two numbskulls
oh,
fucking
and they
come
don't
out.
Really talk a lot. So they're kind of dumb.
Uh-huh.
They have a guy talk for them because they not smart. Well, we don't. I actually know they
yeah.
might be smart.
So then,
they've had
then
numerous
get,
guys talk for them.
Yeah. So then we get Mama.
Mama.
Well, Shane, you
Mama.
Get mine.
Babies.
They have babies.
Well, what were you expecting?
Did
them
you
to
want
out?
Them to come out quoting
Macbeth?
I mean, they're not stupid.
Bad.
Okay, they're dumb.
He says, oh, they're not stupid, they're living creatures. And then he's like,
bong bang.
Okay, they're stupid infants.
it's like, okay, this is the best exchange ever.
It's because he says something like, well, they're not stupid, they're infants. And he's like,
when?
Bang. Ow! And he's like, okay, they're stupid infants. He's like, I've got no
this,
defense for this.
This is the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
And like,
I
exactly.
like how he tried so hard, and then that happened. He was just like, I've got nothing.
I've got nothing. You guys just completely bump-fucked my conversation, but like my entire
I was trying
this.
To help you dumb motherfucker.
Followed by, they're, okay, they die in the morning. Well, wait a minute. Just because they're dumb, and then it cuts
Cut.
To a scene of them like, lifting heavy shit and throwing it around like it's fucking nothing. They're like, they're dumb, but they're fucking strong.
Maybe I'll keep
them
around
this.
After all.
Yeah.
Yes.
I loved. I got it. Every now and then,
this
the
movie
charms
has,
me.
This movie has scenes that are like, I like that. I
right.
like that a lot.
Dude, I laughed my ass off at that. It's so funny because like, he's like, bang.
And Chokar's like,
it's so good. I like it because it literally happens exactly after he's like, oh, they're not stupid, they're infants. And then that happens, and he's like, God damn
when?
It. He says, okay, they're stupid infants. Like, I got nothing.
Yeah. Which then, now we get to another cut. Because apparently we haven't had a fuck enough, where Kino was walking up to a group of purple dragons, in quotes, where I read online one dude thinks that the black dude that he's standing in front of is, yeah, Michael Jai White.
Okay.
But, yeah, so he's going to go and join them so he could try to join the Foot to help out Raph.
Yep.
Because Raph even stops him, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? Come on, what's with the plan? He's like, we can keep up with the plan if you'd stop fucking talking to me.
Right.
Let me keep up with the crowd. Follow me, dumbass.
So, they go and they do the tests.
Where Raph remembers how to ninja.
Oh, and by the way, ninja. The last test is bullshit.
Yes, it is.
Grab as many bells as you can without making a sound. You got 15
seconds. The only two tests we ever see is Kino fights a bunch of guys.
Yep.
And I'm guessing if you could take on like four guys, that's how you pass that test.
Yep.
I don't know for sure because it didn't look like a tournament or anything like that. And if that's true, if their recruiting scale is literally like, hey, we got 20 guys in today. Whoever can beat everybody up out of these 20 guys, that's the guys going to the final test. Doesn't mean you made it, but that's the guy who's going. Then every time you have a roster of like 40 people, you only get one.
Yeah.
How's the Foot growing so goddamn fast?
Yeah.
But
followed
the
by
final
grab
test,
as many bells as you can without making a noise.
That should not have been the final test.
Yeah.
The final test, they should have went and found a fucking fire escape and said, "You see that bitch's TV?
Steal it without her noticing."
Yeah.
Ring as many bells as you can without making a noise.
This is
wouldn't ringing the bell defeat the purpose of the
no, he
exercise.
Said steal as
yeah,
many.
Steal
oh,
as many.
Grab as many bells as you can in 15 seconds.
15 seconds?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, and no. We work under concealment.
Yep, it should have been the final test. Bomb-ass TV stealing. It should have been it.
From
a fire escape.
One of the good things Raphael does is fucking ninja like a motherfucker.
Right.
All bells without a sound.
Every bell.
Is this enough?
Yeah. Which, okay, even if I'm just a dude, not even a trained fucking ninja, I'm going to look and go, I'm calling bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Now do it again without the concealment.
I'd be like, walk those bells over there and put them on that guy without making a sound. We work without concealment. I want to see you move your fucking hands.
Yeah.
And be able to retrieve even one bell from that stack you currently have held against your stomach. I want to see you do that.
Yep.
And then Raph's like,
yeah. But instead,
better make a distraction,
or figure out where the power supply is to the lights.
Yeah,
because that was bullshit, and that guy did not realize it.
Yeah,
no, the guy was just like, "Man, this fucking dude is going all the way to the top of the Foot Clan."
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, which is why
he's going to replace Tatsu.
Yeah, which is why next we go to the fucking junkyard. Okay, you stand here. I'll be right back. Why am I standing the fuck here and you'll be right back? Why? Why? Can't I just come with you?
Nope, you're not. You're not top flight motherfucking Foot Clan member.
You don't got a mask.
Well,
or a bandana.
Actually,
or
no, that's
where he was going to get him a costume.
Actually, no, that's where he told him to go. He said, oh, over there's the dojo area for you to get your attire. I'm going to go over here and take care of something else.
Man, so there's no fucking graduation anymore. They're just like, hey, can you fucking beat up four guys and steal bells? There you go, Dragon Doji.
Yeah.
But don't fuck with that guy over there.
Yeah.
Why not fuck with that guy over there? He can steal bomb-ass TVs.
Yeah, no shit.
And don't
he
miss,
will
don't,
fuck you
he's
up.
Been and don't here miss for a with while. That guy. He's our cook.
Yeah. That guy over there, he likes to wear... He's not part of the Foot Clan. We just let him.
He's just a fat guy that happened to work here, and he thinks this is kind of cool. So
he works in the junkyard.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you guys doing? He's like, you want to wear a ninja costume? You can stay.
Yeah, no shit. You can stay.
So, yeah. So
and Shredder doesn't care. Yeah. Like, Shredder walks by, he's like,
who's a fucking fat foot soldier on my team? Yeah. He's not actually...
He works here. We're just letting him pretend.
He's
Tatsu the cook,
is like,
sir.
Tatsu's like, he's the groundkeeper.
And our cook.
Yeah.
He made good shit, though.
Well, no, see, the thing is...
Shredder's like, huh, food. I haven't had a good meal since before I ate rats and garbage.
See, with spooge on his face.
Yeah. With spooge on my face. Why do you think I wear a mask? Well, I thought it was because you got cut up. Oh, no, I have spooge.
Yeah,
I can't wash
super,
it off.
Super polymorphin healing gel.
Spooge. Okay. But...
So, no. Yeah, so now we have...
Have you ever met a skinny chef?
Ramsay.
That isn't an asshole.
Most chefs are assholes.
He burns off all of his
because they work a pretty tough fucking job.
That is also kind of an
until
asshole.
He's around
a super
kids.
Nice guy.
Sorry. Right, no, fat but not cook. Not in the kitchen. That's
no, not in the
100.
Kitchen, but any
dude,
other time, that dude's a
if
nice
If you've ever worked in that restaurant setting, most cooks are fucking dicks because that's a hard job.
I saw him with the kids cooking show, and he's not... That brutal.
That's a little different.
That's different, though.
Like,
working in
that situation,
it
is nonstop.
What do you want to do, grow up to that 8-year-old? What the fuck is this, you
no,
fucking retard?
But really, working that job is tough. It's hot. It's exhausting. It's nonstop.
It is.
Yep.
And it can make you an ass fast.
Some of us here have done that job. Ain't that right, Bill?
But,
Oh, yeah, Seth did, too.
Okay, what part are we
technically,
on?
Technically, yes, we're on the fist fight.
No, we're at the part where... Raphael and Kino are in the foot soldier
guard, and they're about to
throw down.
Throw down, sure, that's what we'll call it.
And Kino does not want to abandon Raphael there. He doesn't.
Why? He's fine.
Well, here's the thing. So he called, you know, Kino. What's his name? Kino?
Kino.
Second Donatello.
Yep.
Second Donnie goes back and talks to Raph. And Raph he's talking, and he looks over, and he sees the shadow of the Splinter, and he's like,
I thought I just saw a ghost.
Shredder.
Mm-hmm. Did I say Splinter?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy if he
that
saw...
That would have been wild.
Like, what the fuck is Splinter doing?
I just saw my master!
Well, he did get to the junkyard pretty quick.
We're not there yet.
What is Master Splinter doing here? And it, Splinter's putting on the Shredder helmet, he's like, they must never know.
This makes total sense!
His face.
Yeah.
It's not Spooge, it's Rat!
It's Rat!
Yeah. Shredder, sir, you look a little more hairy than usual.
When you eat rats in garbage, turn to rat!
You...
I don't think
what
it works
is old
that way.
Analogy? You are what you eat.
Yeah.
I have eaten a rat of rats.
And shit. I am kind of shit.
Yeah, well, that's not a joke.
Yeah.
This Shredder fucking sucks.
Yeah.
So anyway. So he sees Shredder's shadow. Maybe we'll start with an S, that's why.
That's fine, keep going.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then I just thought, fucking Tatsu's like, what are you guys doing? It's a turtle here.
Whatever happened to service with a smile? Throws a tire.
And then they start this piss-poor fight. Listen, man.
That's why I said throw down in quotes.
That's not even a throw down. This is more
threw
of a...
Threw down a tire.
Dude, this fucking straight-up goddamn
and
disgusting.
Raphael turns to Kino and is like, run, or I'll kick your butt.
I don't know. I think Kino actually might kick your ass.
Dude. The foot soldiers are so goddamn sad. Mm-hmm. They're so fucking sad. Well, dude, he grabbed one guy in a headlock. Turned.
And let the other foot soldier hit the other guy in the
head. Yeah, and let the other foot soldier beat up his friend in the face. Not once, but fucking twice!
Dude.
Oh, dude. Nice shot! Good one!
Give it literally just a couple more minutes. And we're going to get into the dumbest thing in this movie. Okay?
Oh, no. you ready for that? Tim?
We're at the dumbest thing in this movie.
Actually, no. we're not there yet.
Yeah, we are.
Dumbest fight scene in
the
movie.
Fighting, they're fighting everybody in the yard right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You mean all
against
the
Raph.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He should be fucking dead.
Mm-hmm.
Dead.
Yep.
We gave credence to the idea why he did not kill the turtles and why he did not kill the rat last time. You know what his goal is this time?
Revenge. Kill the turtles and the rat.
Kill the fucking turtles and the rat. He has no reason to keep any of them alive. Raphael is right fucking there. Why is he alive?
And even if you go
to lure the brothers out.
No, because the brothers were coming there whether Raph was dead or alive.
And even then, if you want to use him as bait, fucking murder his ass any goddamn way, tie him to the pole, and let his ass sit there. They'll come up to save the brother, thinking he's just passed out from getting his ass whooped.
He should not be alive. He should not be alive. By the rules that we see in the first fucking movie, if he catches Raph, his idea now is to kill the turtles and have revenge. He has one. He should have fucking literally gone up there, said, and fucking came around. He should have said, oh my god, the Shredder, and he should have backhanded his fucking throat with his fucking
super claws.
Damn hand claws, which, by the way, he doesn't have. They got rid of them. They just took him the fuck away and never gave him back. So I'd have fucking goddamn
forearm spiked him.
Forearm spiked him. He should be fucking dead. He should be fucking dead, because it doesn't matter if he's alive or dead, the turtles are coming. Because Kino got away. And Kino's going to go tell him, and they're coming here. I don't need Raphael. It's not the whole alive worm catches the bigger fish. No, he's fucking pointless. He's dead. He should be fucking dead. This part of the movie has no saving grace whatsoever, except for stupid fucking cliche villain do stupid fucking cliche thing.
I had to make sure all four of them are alive to listen to me monologue and then get my ass kicked.
Now, here comes another interesting question. How far away is this junkyard? Because we see Kino...
Oh, I've calculated it. I've had plenty of time. The new job has a lot more downtime than windows and doors, which you would just presume to be a lot, considering the fact that it was the middle of fucking winter, but... Yeah, no, I've had a lot more downtime with vacuums. Originally, when I first saw this shit, I was presuming, because they said that we're on location in New Jersey, I thought they were still near the fucking dump site that TGRI tossed the chemicals. So I'm thinking New Jersey. Because you see a motherfucker run across the bridge. Okay, there you go. No, there's two different bridges that connect towards Manhattan. One that's up near fucking Brooklyn.
The Brooklyn Bridge.
And one that's closer down towards Midtown that actually cuts across towards Staten Island. If we go with the Staten Island one, motherfucker had to run to get to the middle of downtown, like where April's apartment, I'm presuming, would be, which would be somewhere near Central Park. Not quite Central Park, but somewhere near it. Hmm. In Turtle Bay, again. So somewhere around there, basically, he had to run about 5 to 5.5 miles if he took the lower one towards Stanton.
April?
If he ran from the fucking one up in Brooklyn, that motherfucker done run 7.5 to 8 miles straight running from the nearest landfill to get to a bitch's apartment to be like, beep, 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 April! April, open! Not... Water!
Hey, that's
just
because you were out of shape, sir.
Out of shape, nothing. This motherfucker ran a marathon. A marathon is guaranteedly 5 fucking miles, if not longer. Ran the whole damn marathon. Not out of shit, no out of breath, no nothing. He ran across the bridge. Dude. Taxi! And then dropped his ass off. 2 blocks away from the bitch's apartment.
Traffic jam, sir.
He don't got no money. He's not delivering. He's not delivering pizzas right now.
Like, what the fuck?
He's probably fired because he went back and he told his fucking managers, look, there were some guys robbing a toy store and 4 giant turtles stole my pizza but paid for it. Get out.
Yeah. There's the door.
Money, please.
No, fuck you. It's mine now.
Get out. Theft. Motherfucking fired.
Shouldn't have fired me before you got the money.
So I guess now we cut back to the landfill.
So now we go back to the landfill
at night. With the video game logic guards.
Mm-hmm.
Genome soldier guards?
No. Rotating.
That would have been better.
Rotating.
Yeah, that's true.
Rotating.
They're literally, they're fucking, oh, what is it? Like the Winkies in fucking Wizard of Oz. They're, walking around in a big fucking circle.
Best.
Two lone guards.
And Donatello goes, let me
knock,
get
knock.
Some fucking chalk on my goddamn cue.
I was getting tired of that shit, too. Why does he keep chalking his fucking bow staff?
What if it's actually not a bow staff? What if it literally
well,
is,
it
a, is a pool cube?
Then I still hate it.
That makes sense. I mean, let's be real. They don't. None of them use their weapons. This is the only time that Donnie's going to use it.
It's true.
Well, yeah. Nope. That's a lie. That's a lie. He uses it one more time.
It's true. Once.
One more time. But he goes up, fucking hits the ground. They go like, huh?
Knock, knock.
And then he knocks them both out.
Dude, it's fucking...
No, he doesn't.
They knock
they
each
do.
Other out.
They knock
yeah.
themselves
they
out.
They knock themselves out.
Ugh.
So that way then we could turn the fuck around and Donnie could be like, huh.
Too
you
easy.
No, this is way too easy. I mean, if I were going to spring
nope.
a trap, I do
nope.
believe I'd do it right about...
Everybody had to have a turn to talk, because this is cliche Turtles.
That was
we
easy.
Had to go,
yeah, a yep. little too easy.
Yeah.
He's a little quiet. Yeah, a little too quiet. There's Raph. Yeah, a little too Raph.
Oh, my God.
And that's when fucking, like, Donnie or Leo hit him inside the head. Like,
it was Leo. He's like, dude.
All of them had to have a turn.
Yeah.
Even Raph was like, It's a trap. It's a little too trap.
Yeah. And fucking Donnie's sitting there for fucking 20 minutes. Well, you know, the exact trajectory and the calculated time. And you know, I'm pretty sure I'd spring a trap right about, boom, lights.
By the way, he has a watch in his wristband.
Yeah. It's like, you dumb son of a bitch. I just would have been like, trap, duck. I don't need to fucking expository for the next 20 goddamn minutes like I'm a Bond villain. Trap, move.
Dude.
I'll explain later.
So they all get caught in a net.
Wait,
a net that one of them has swords to cut with.
No, watch
nope.
the scene. They're not there. They're,
I thought they
were
not
there.
Not there.
The next time you see those swords, it's in the construction site.
The sheath is there, but the swords aren't there.
The fuck?
This was the whole fucking movie I was watching that.
Yeah.
Listen,
they don't have their goddamn weapons. But realistically, we're in New York, right? Do you know there are pawn shops in New York where I can buy a gun?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why do I need a bunch of fucking cars that have been cut up to look like fucking spikes and shit to kill four turtles? Why don't I just shoot the motherfuckers right now? I've got them.
I like when he's like, first I take care of them, then you. And he has that smug... You can see his lips.
I know.
And he had that smug look like...
You also notice the way he stands.
Just a couple more feet and we'll be turtle kebabs.
By the way,
that machine...
Yep.
That's literally my next note.
We work...
Splinter with his action figure weapons,
We work in a place that uses machinery like that. That machine does not work like that.
Yep.
That dude was talking about... I was like, no. No, it doesn't work.
It was Tautsu.
I know.
Controlling, so he
that machine
doesn't fully know.
That's a true statement, but that machine doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Where I work at, I may not drive the actual kind of crane that he was driving. We don't have anymore. I never got to drive it.
Right.
But I drive something, the closest thing I've driven.
The Boon.
Yeah, the Boon.
Right.
And there's levers and shit, and that's not how that
that's
works.
That's not how it works.
If I go, do-do-do,
you would just be like, wee, 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 and then you get fired. They'd be like, hey, get the fuck out of
here. Like, vehicle suspension, fucking 3 days.
If I do this, my arm is going,
they would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I can't remember the fucking lever.
Sorry, I went to the Tatsu School of fucking construction.
And then, like, so you watched that Bad Turtles movie? I'm proud that you know that and sad that you watched that.
Yeah. Fucking, that's not the way it works.
I'm proud that you know what that is, but I am deeply grieved that you had to suffer through that as well.
Oh, God.
I'm in a podcast. I had no choice.
Somehow we have officially created something that Bill has to make now. Bill has to make the how not to work a fucking...
Hey, Phil, there you go.
No
shit at work.
This is how you don't use
my God!
I could literally be like, did you go to the Tatsu School of Construction?
It ain't your editing or nothing, but I never pay attention to those videos and it myself.
I can't tell you all the details here, because, dude, it's wild. There's a lot of regulations that go into what I can and can't
do. That's the reason why I have to be careful. Fucking 16 NDAs had to be signed for me to work where I work.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't have to worry about shit. I drive a boom and a fork truck. Go ahead. Nobody in that fucking place listens to us.
So, like,
it's true.
So
you drive a fucking boom and a fork truck. I throw parts and
I will explain everything what I do on this.
So look, okay, the
Splinter
watching the
them.
Foot in this. Yes, Splinter does save them, and it's fucking
Splinter ex machina.
No, that is Hawkeye level accuracy,
dude, and it's fucking.
Since he wrote
that is Green Arrow accuracy,
dude.
Again, Splinter Ex Machina, moving on.
So,
which, by the way, when they did do that, apparently one of the stunt guys actually did break their leg, or at least hurt their ankle real bad from that fall.
Good!
Even though they were only like 10 feet off the ground.
Shouldn't have been in a shitty movie to begin with.
So two things here. Three, watching the foot is literally painful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That fight? I want to talk about that fight. Well, they all dogpile on Mikey?
Wait, we saw
that's
that.
Exactly
we saw
what we
earlier.
Were talking about in the last fucking episode. You don't go into a Bruce Lee film and jump the motherfucker at once because then everybody just starts punching each other in the face while the guy you're trying to hit is like,
no,
and
no.
walks away.
No, we just saw this earlier with the department store. A bunch of goons were jumping on Mikey, and next thing we see is Mikey standing there looking at them, pounding on the bottom guy.
Yeah, this is the second time we've witnessed this dumb shit.
So, you're that foot guy at the bottom of the dog pile. Oh, knock it off! I'm not a turtle! Can't you tell?
Can't you tell?
No!
No!
I can't see out of these fucking masks!
You were told by a creepy guy with a weird face.
The fucking...
That you need to fucking kill these big green turtles or else.
And
I'm wearing purple, bitch!
I can't see through the dragon doji!
And Shredder. Shredder is just standing there. Watching this
the whole time,
they're right next to him.
I am so bad,
dude. I hate this so much. Look,
he's just standing there. Turtles are standing off to the side, and all of his guys are piled up in a corner, fucking beating each other's asses.
Tatsu's still in the crane. I don't know what.
You know,
he was too. He doesn't appear in that fight. He's still
outside,
in the crane.
On the outside.
How do I open this door?
You guys know on the outside, Shredder's standing there all stoic and shit, trying to be all intimidating. On the inside, he's fucking facepalming going, oh my fucking god, just kill me now.
I'm not intimidated by you, Spooge Man.
What? Which one of these levers gets me into the fight?
Don't worry. Don't worry, Shredder, sir. Tatsu, I will be over there momentarily.
Tatsu. Yes, Master Splinter. Master Shredder. They all have S's. Bad guy.
Yes, Sensei.
There's no wheels on that. It ain't moving.
Son of a bitch.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you, Shredder's just up there like,
oh,
I'm
shit.
So menacing.
Dude, he did nothing.
Oh,
and then,
fuck.
Look, the part that, the foot soldiers have been bad in this movie. But... And I realize this is after Toka and Razar have shown up, but I'm still going to talk about this one moment anyway. Because this... Oh, my God.
My God.
They run to one side of the fucking dump. And they grab a bar. A long bar.
Stick!
And they literally say, step up to the bar! And they run in a straight fucking line. And they... run over, like, 14 fucking guys as they trip over shit. They trip over the bar.
Mm-hmm. Step up to the bar, boys.
Dude, I saw that, and I was like, not even one fucking guy knows to just duck, move, step back, go to the right.
Jump. Duck.
Something? Dip. They got like 14 fucking guys in a row with that. And if you're the guy in the front, maybe you didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
If you're number 14, kill yourself. It's fucking over.
There's
for
no
you.
Weapons available in this fucking movie.
True. There's a metal bar. Just hit your temple on it hard enough.
Yeah,
dead.
There's no fucking weapons. Yeah, the foot you don't
can,
even
you
got
can
weapons.
Try to, well, I mean, you could try to help Tatsu get out as he's fucking.
the foot don't even got weapons.
That might help you die.
Well, honestly, at that point, if I was number 14, I would get up going, ow, that fucking hurt.
Right.
My pride.
I guess
I'd look over at Tatsu fucking doing that fucking beep, beep, beep over there and be like, Tatsu, hey, lever on the left, splat, dead, no more me, done.
I think it's at this point Shredder calls for Token Razor to come out.
Yep.
Yes.
Come forth, my mutant people.
Toka, Raza.
And who's the first guy? Because he's a badass.
Raphael.
You know what they say? The bigger they are,
the more bones they break.
Now, I notice that Michelangelo actually drops a wrestling name here.
Yep.
Because
yeah.
didn't we
yeah,
see these guys on WrestleMania?
Yep. Which is so, so much more probably coincidental at this point, but also makes so much more sense. Pending the wrestling joke we made earlier.
Right.
And considering who Super Shredder is.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not there yet.
Yep.
We get
so
there
then Donnie,
when we get there.
Last time I think the bow staff is used, he goes up and he hits.
Oh, he tries to
Tokar
hit.
Tokar with it. And
I'll hit the ugly one.
I'll hit the ugly one. Which one's
no.
the ugly
that's
one?
That's like later.
Oh, my God.
But Donnie's like. Listen, about that ugly part, you know.
He gets thrown where the professor's at.
And the professor's tied up. I thought this was weird.
Like he was walking around like he was okay to like walk around.
Right, he just seemed to have free roam of the facility as long as there was like one or two foot soldiers around. And then now they're like...
Tied up and duct
taped
on his mouth.
Hey, we should tie this fucking guy up because we're going to go wait for turtles.
Yeah.
Probably it's not like the foot is really helping. You could have left two guys there with the doctor.
Well, I think the reason why is because with him being bound and gagged, he's not going to be able to scream, "It's a trap, you idiots," or something like that. You know,
it's a tarp.
Alert him. Yeah. So that might be part of it, but even so, the fact that once again we get to the whole thing where
the duct tape.
Donnie's going to undo him and everything.
The
like,
duct tape running
off,
gag.
Take off the ropes. Yeah. And he's like, it's okay, thank you. And he looks up and he's like, it's a turtle. And then he kind of looks away like, oh shit, is this what I think it is? Once again, we're going back to the, oh, he's an alien in a robot suit.
An alien who could have very well been driving the truck that created the fucking turtles.
Yep.
But they decided to remove this part of the movie. But it would have been very interesting if that's why he automatically knew when he seen him, he was like, I didn't make that.
Yep.
Oh. That's what happened to that one fucking canister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Instead, it's more implied because he just got done making Toka and Razar. Now, he's basically being like, oh shit, this is what happens when them canisters break. You don't just get giant fucking daisies and dandelions.
Doesn't?
You also get big-ass turtles.
Doesn't Leo go in?
But he already knew that because he knew how to make Toka and Razar.
Exactly.
He knew.
That's the reason they had him.
Yeah, he knew.
He's the one that set the whole thing up. He's the one that was like, we're going to need protection. You're going to need to... Like, that wasn't just the foot. He was in charge of that experiment. He knew that if you trap them in a tiny area where they can't escape it, you cover them in Uzi crap, they're going to turn into monsters.
Yep.
He knew that. He's the one that did the experiment. He promised Atoka and Razar.
He just didn't know that it's already happened before.
Right.
He also says, this is a little bit later, I don't know if I can jump to it yet.
And he's already sophisticated enough
it
in
depends.
The way the mutagen works that he knows how to suppress it, and he was able to change the formula on the spot just enough to change the reaction, turning them into more docile creatures.
Yep.
So he understands the ooze 1,000%.
Yeah, he manipulated it to make him stupid.
So all of a sudden when this turtle shows up, he knows instantly what that is. He has to know.
Yeah.
And then, so the fight keeps going on, and Mikey gets thrown over the truck.
Clang.
And hits a sewer lid that actually says New York City on it, which is the reason why I just had to change my thesis and be like, oh, fuck, they're not New Jersey. They have to be in New York City.
Doesn't Leo get thrown like a bowling ball?
I thought Leo gets rolled through some foot soldiers.
Yeah, something
like a bowling ball.
Something dumb.
So, of course, they...
But either way, hey, guys, I found a sewer. Let's fucking go. So they all go through the sewer.
Oh.
Followed by Toka.
Toka.
Who can't get his fat ass through
because
the rubber suit is too big.
And we get Mikey tickling his feet.
Guys, look. Look. Coochie, coochie. Oh, my God.
Followed by the doc who figures it out immediately. Ah, yes.
He even knew
17 years ago, a canister fell down into the sewer.
Well, that's not what
cracked
he says.
Over top you guys and turned
he
you
says,
into
He
mutants.
Says 15.
He says it's 15. And not only that, but he before any of that, he's like, you're so intelligent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So smart. I'm so good at oozing.
God,
I'm good at oozing people. Creatures. I don't know what this would do to people.
But,
what would this do to people?
But,
yeah, I've seen what it does to dumb people.
Oh, I know what it does. But I know what it does to people. Super Shredder, we got it.
But we get the professor
Spooger
led down
Shredder?
To the,
Spooger
the subway.
Spooger Shredder!
Where he meets up with Splinter. And
yeah,
is
I'm here to bring
bit,
the funny.
I guess the same surprised yet not surprised look from seeing Splinter.
Yeah, why is the rat always like, that's a stupid running gimmicky joke. It's done now. Like, I get it, he's a fucking rat, but, like, even the scientist was like, oh yeah, I know all about this stuff, and I'm not surprised by it at all. Oh my God, it's a rat.
Yeah.
Oh my God, fucking it got on a rat.
Get the fuck off of it.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah, everybody that's... Nobody passes out when they see four talking, walking turtles.
Yeah,
right?
They're just...
But when they see a 4 foot, 5 foot tall, walking, talking rat, they're like, oh...
And I, here's
except
the, thing.
The professor. Luckily, he's the only one who has yet to pass out.
He no,
like,
but he was
oh,
surprised
fuck.
Still because he was like.
And when you really look at the rat, the other problem I'm seeing is that the rat kind of looks like a big dog. So.
Mm-hmm.
Big puppy rat.
But so he explains once again what happened. Blah blah.
Donnie is so disappointed.
Donnie thought that their lies had a lot more meaning. That he thought that they were special.
I actually thought this part was stupid. We're creating a cliche and building him as a scientist, and he does not realize that a good portion of scientific discovery is oopsie.
Yep. And the fact that, I know what he wanted. He wanted to be like him and his brothers, be the only four turtles born that could walk and talk. But no, he thought there was a bigger meaning. No, I got spooged, and I became this.
Right. Because once again, we go back to the turtles have to take turns fucking talking, because all of a sudden we get into science jargon of the accidental mixture that we made in our core reactor must have gotten hit with some radiation, which caused the ooze to have mutagenic properties.
Huh?
What? Big mistake. Oh.
See?
So then we get to Donnie with the bigger question, higher power.
Raph ain't stupid.
Being simplified.
Raph didn't understand all the mumbo jumbo, but he knew. Big mistake.
Yeah.
Big bada boom.
Big bada boom.
Big bada boom.
Big bada boom.
Little Dallas Multipass.
And don't,
is that from?
And okay, don't
so,
we just now go to like
now streets? Now we go to street level at night with a go play.
Have fun.
Callback.
Yeah, that's a callback. I was wondering how many people actually caught that was a thing. Because that's Tatsu.
Yep.
Cool.
Oh, he play. Finally got out of the crane?
No, that's in the first movie when that kid walks into him, he's, go, play.
Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Shredder does the same thing to the two kids who don't know any better. Go, play.
Oh.
Have fun.
And then we get the same thing we got in the first movie. New York,
fun.
New Yorkers don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They look over, it's like...
I thought this was not a good New York moment. This was stupid.
Yep.
I get it. This show is now for kids, and I shouldn't... I guess I'm not supposed to be this critical, but most of these jokes, they were funny when I was a kid. They're kind of exhausting now.
There's two giant monsters destroying the city.
What
do we do?
Let them get their own cab.
Tell them they can get their own cab.
They don't even care. They're like, oh, that looks like a big
one. It's because they're trying
to call the police.
They're trying to do a New York moment,
oh, yep,
but
yep.
It's stupid.
And just like the first movie, guess what? The police are late showing up because they show up the next morning.
Yep. They show up the next morning.
Is that the same police chief?
Yes,
yep.
It is.
Okay, so I thought.
So they were able to get him
chief
back.
Chief Stern returns.
Dude, they only. Dude, other than like some of the voice acting and him.
Miss O'Neill, do you happen to know what it is that happened here? Well, I do, but I can't tell you. And why not? Well, because you wouldn't believe me. So it's a UFO story. Okay, thank you. Thank you for nothing.
And Chief Stern more or less explains why the police are pointless.
No, he even says, ain't our problem.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, you wear that badge, it's your problem.
Nope.
No, not his problem.
It's just, what exactly would you like me to do about it?
Well, I don't... God, that's a good point. I don't know.
She says, I guess you're not the ones that are going to have to handle that.
That's what we do best, Miss O'Neill.
That's what we do best, Miss O'Neill.
Mm-hmm. Not handling things.
Thank you.
Yeah, why don't we put the fucking turtles on the police force?
And this is where April bumps into a foot soldier or two, and...
Yeah, because my next note is Freddy doesn't know how to ninja either, and he's a noob at delivering messages. Not like the last message that April received.
Where's fucking... what did I call him in the first one?
Fucking Donnie Foot or something? Foot Donnie something? I don't fucking remember. Slaps McGee, basically.
Donnie Foot would not have fucking delivered a message in that way. He'd have told April...
I have a message for you.
I got a message for you.
Shut it.
And then she'd have looked at it. I seem to remember something about... Psh, oh, damn it! That's on you, dumb bitch.
No.
I fall for this twice? Damn, I'm dumb.
Now, I think it's Mikey who's taking April to their subway, but it's like, they're making sure... They're gonna make sure... They're not being followed this time.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, this time.
Yeah, listen. Raph fucked up last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a callback. It's like a third of the movie was written with the idea that it was in the same universe, so they need to reference it and kind of keep the atmosphere. And then the rest of the movie just fucking forgot.
Yep.
Don't view those plot holes.
Mm-hmm.
So, then the sewer...
She's informed that.
Yeah, they go to the sewer. No, we're not being followed. No, we're okay. So they go down. Okay, so what was this message?
Token rays are going to be released in Central Park. Which, that right there might not be a bad...
All those people.
But if it's at night, there might not be as many people, so it's not that bad.
It's New York.
Yes,
there's 8 million people.
It's New York City.
It's New York. You don't go into Central Park at night.
Fucking call Spider-Man.
Yeah, fucking there you go.
Everyone
get
gets one.
Man or fucking, oh, hey, Iron Man. Could you swing by for a second?
No.
Yeah, I got you.
You want to take on? You need a hunter to hunt a prey. We need Kraven the hunter.
Oh, fuck that. We'll
He's
just call
partially
Hawkeye.
Right, but still.
Now, they're all getting ready to go out there
Fantastic Four?
All right. Well, either way, right now they're in the middle of prepping.
And the
doctor goes, oh, well, I think I can make something.
I might be able to, turn them back.
I can, on the spot, without any knowledge whatsoever, make anti-mutagen. Bullshit. That means you already know how to do it.
Yes, I know how to do it.
And you already know what the reaction is going to be, and that they'll have to ingest it.
And you were also already counting on the fact that somebody was going to be dumb and drop fucking pizza into your chemicals. Or, excuse me, dry ice.
Oh, yeah, that was some major dry ice.
He knew already too much information about it for me to believe that he didn't already fucking know about it.
Yep.
So then they go, and then next thing you know, they got the chem set up, and, you know, he's making stuff, and Donnie's super into it. He's like, oh, my God, what's up?
Followed by Kino stopping by with pizza and chemicals.
He's like, yeah, I went on the subway with these
You wouldn't
things.
Believe how the stuff smells on the subway.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm sorry this stuff smells bad, but you wouldn't believe how quickly I got a seat because of it.
Nope. Bullshit.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe
Calling
it.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
I've been on the subway. fucking bums sitting in the back of the subway fucking car pissing their pants. Yeah. Fucking shit on the floor, literal human shit on the floor smelling up the cab, and you want to tell me that that guy walked in with some smelly cream and they were like, "Oh fuck."
No.
No, motherfuckers was just sitting in our train hanging out.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. After my experience when we got on pissy fucking train.
That's what I mean.
The second you walk in that train, we're like, ooh, that's pee.
That's hardcore.
And then we sat there, and we're like,
motherfuckers just
sat there. And every time people kept coming in, they kept giving that look. Like
they look around like, oh, it's a pee train.
It's a pee
train. And then they sit down.
Uh-huh. And then I kept getting louder and louder, like, you know what would be really cool? If they cleaned their fucking trains.
You know what the funny thing is? I've been on the L train. I never had a pee cab.
Oh, we got a pee train.
That's not rare.
No.
I've been there enough times to know the pee and poop train is a thing.
Yes,
the double pee train.
So then, you know, they... After
you two pee into?
So then he drops the pizza into the fucking thing, blah, blah, blah. He fucking stirs it in there, and then...
Actually, indigestion is in order.
The doc comes
up. Yeah, it has to be ingested.
Yep.
He pours it. Maniac Mikey comes up with a brilliant idea.
To be honest with you, it's technically not that dumb.
Especially because they're dumb infants.
How are you supposed to get down? Hey, Tokar, Razor, will you drink out of my Bart Simpson cup?
No.
Yes!
No, they won't. But
I would love to!
Realistically, why did they think, they're lucky that it's not just...
They're
it's
lucky
not just
Token Rays are an idiot.
No, it's not just them. They're lucky that the Shredder, the Foot Clan, and Toka and Razar are on the same level of intellectual genius as the fucking Sticky Bandits. Okay?
Well, let's be real. Yeah. Let's be real. We're about to get to... I don't know if Toka and Razar are that stupid. Because they do, you know...
Yeah, they figure it out. But they're dumb enough...
They eat one.
Are we there?
Yeah, because that's the next scene.
The turtles show up at the meeting spot.
The construction.
Shredder! Okay, so now we got to go into like 16 different bullet points, all under the caption of, and now for shit we should not see, here's some shit that should not be. Because for tonight's shit that should not be, Shredder! Hey, I don't think I'm gonna have the hiccups ever the fuck again. Lights flick on, everybody walks out, holds up full canister of mutagen.
Yeah, did you catch that? The canister is fucking full.
Yeah.
What?
Didn't you use it on those guys?
Nope. Oh. They only used...
Different can.
They only used this much.
Yeah.
So where the metal is, you can't see it, they use this much.
Yeah.
And that's not counting the little bit at the end, including
the vial, because we'll jump ahead. The vial that Shredder has.
He's already extracted the vial.
He shows the thing, but then too towards the end.
So
yes.
They have a full fucking can of ooze. Impossible, but they have it.
Followed by, now it is time to fight. Yeah. Wait a minute. It is time for us to all enjoy the pre-fight donut. Every fucking foot soldier.
Pre-fight
donut.
I could not fucking believe it. Because it's one of those things that when you're a kid, that passes you by. But that scene is fucking ridiculous. And it's not just ridiculous on Toka and Razar's level or the Turtles' level. It is ridiculous on the Foot and the Shredder's level, making all of it fucking ridiculous.
Yep.
Okay. So, they give Tokar and Razar a donut. Here. And Razor,
couple donuts.
And
they both eat one.
And Razor was like, ooh, I love that.
He goes to eat the other one, and
Did you like how Tokar could not get one? His hands are too fucking huge.
Yeah, his hands are too big. They couldn't give him one.
So he was like, "Mah!"
Oh my god, that dumbass
turtle. And then Mikey was like, here you go. And he's like, not so good.
And it's the wolf who figures it out.
The wolf. I don't know if eventually they get smarter. I know he messed with the ooze to make them dumb. But,
yeah.
But they kept egging it on, like, here, have another. And he's like, you fucking dick.
You cheeky dick.
What is that? You know,
I do like. I will say,
filling.
At that moment, I like when he cracks it, and he looks at it, and then he looks up, and he's like, you know I'm going to beat your ass for this, right? You know what just happened,
right?
Right?
Followed by Leo pussing out like a bitch on Maniac Mikey.
It reminds me of that
it's
fucking...
not a good idea.
Reminds me of that gif that I like to send every now and then where Data says, are you prepared for the kind of death you've earned, little man?
Dude, I couldn't believe it because the professor said that they're stupid. Well, then how did he know to break open the fucking donut? I think they're getting smarter.
Yeah, it's possible.
Somewhat or, smarter.
Or
somewhat.
They had
bang.
Okay, listen.
Or
however,
it's just the fact that the wolf was like, you know, this tastes kind of weird.
Or, you know what? That makes perfect sense. Wolves have heightened sense of smell. He's a mutant wolf. Oh, I can smell fucking California. He fucking like, I'm in the... There's some spoogey shit in there.
And fucking, man, I am glad I came up with that fucking, like 2 hours ago.
And fucking Tokar's like, nah, I'm my mother. I'm turtle.
Bang. Yeah.
By the way, does anybody ever realize that Razor's got googly eyes?
Yes.
He kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Googly eyes.
He really freaks me out.
Dude.
Like, listen, I know he looks stupid. No offense. I think Tokar looks cooler, but he's dumb.
Right.
Like, no. When the professor manipulated the ooze to make him stupid, oh, I think Tokar got a little more stupid than Razor. Let's just say that.
He was drinking the ooze.
He got a touch more of the special, if you know what I mean.
Right. Tokar is so dumb.
Well, now we got to move on to the next thing, because after big bad ass whooping, including the fucking
toss.
Yeah, the fucking oh damn it, what is it?
He spins around.
Yeah, he does
well,
the fucking
okay.
Cesaro.
But before
yeah,
that,
Cesaro spin.
Before
yes.
that, they went back to their little cliche of every turtle has to have a line.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But for the first time in the movie, it did work out.
Yep.
You take the ugly one. I'll take the ugly one. Which one's the ugly one?
Like, now,
I think Razor. He drools a lot. That's the gross.
Well, either way, back to shit we should not see. Let's go to the abandoned construction site. Throw through a door.
Next door to the
full nightclub.
The full nightclub.
Fucking what?
Gotta get your dance on,
to
son.
Where we will hear the musical genius of Vanilla.
My fucking God.
Ice!
And also have to deal with extra time being tacked onto this movie for two dumb motherfuckers who are bald but have ponytails to go, who are these extras? I didn't order any extras. Somebody call the fucking cops. Where are the extras? Get rid of them.
What is this? You called it cuts? No, don't call it cuts.
They love it.
They like it. They like it. Go.
They like it.
They like it. Click.
So we then
Rob
that
Van Winkle had some
minutes.
Cool heavy metal music. If you ever looked that up,
right? Go ninja, go.
Too cold.
Go ninja, go.
Too cold.
Yeah, that song is amazing.
Look it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard it. It's amazing.
Vanilla Ice, Too Cold. It's great.
He sings it with Korn.
Yep. He remade Ice Ice Baby, but
it's a lot better.
As new metal, it's a lot better.
And cut to Kino meditating with Splinter.
And Kino, a.k.a.
Second Donnie,
he's pissed off because he's sitting there hanging out with the Rat Man meditating when he needs to be going and showing his acting chops so he could get Surf Ninjas, goddammit.
Right, because then he's going to get the chance to get killed by Shang Tsung.
Uh-huh.
Bend your knees, move your arms.
No, that's how we surf. The thing is, the meditation gave him knowledge of the future.
And he knows how to surf now?
And he knows he is fucked.
Oh, my God.
In New York, he knows he's fucked. He needs to go to California so he can make a surfing movie.
And then
movie
China so he
with
can
Rob
be killed.
Rob Schneider.
Well, he's moving his way.
Schneider.
Oh my God.
So look.
So meanwhile, Token and Razor are belching.
And that's And then the professor shows up and he's like, "Yeah, they keep belching.
The CO2 is fucking necessary for all of this. We must find a ready supply."
Oh, look at that! Deus Ex Machina!
Is that a convenient fire extinguisher right after I said that? Where'd you find the second one at?
You know, it's over there.
No, there's two. No, there,
it was over there.
Nope.
Over there.
No, he grabbed one.
Nope, over there.
And there's two of them.
Yeah. But that one was over there.
No, I didn't over see there. A second one. They didn't even go to the second one. So they just grabbed one.
You don't need to see that.
I didn't see everything.
Nope. No, you don't need to see it.
No, I can't.
Shade. Shade. This is a part of shit we should not see anyway.
Well, because the fucking scientist is an Umtron. He put out a fucking signal saying, shit, I gotta find this. And some blue fucking head in a jar was like, there's one over there. And he was like, thanks, who the fuck are you? And he's like, don't question me.
I am interdimensional.
And I know where the fire extinguisher is.
I just can't reach it.
Hold on, where were you? Oh, man, I saw some shit.
I was helping freaks.
Now,
Alpha, now. Their number so we can call them later.
Why? Now, I feel like Andros will need their help. Ignore who that is. I know who that is. Don't know who that is.
Now, here's something I got to ask. Now, shoving the fire extinguishers down your throat and spraying it should kill you.
I said that.
Yeah.
I said that. He was like, these dudes is copping major Z's. I was like, they should be copping major death. You just fucking sprayed a bunch of fire retardant chemicals down their fucking windpipes into their lungs.
To be honest, you don't know what kind of, they can handle with their mutation. They're mutated.
Lungs.
Yeah. Mutated lungs.
Oxygen.
Lungs can't handle that.
Mammals and reptiles still have lungs.
Oh, I know that.
Plus, on top of that, that extreme amount of CO2 would have caused their lungs to explode.
Well, yep. It didn't, and they went to sleep, and they turned back into their normal form.
Eternal sleep.
Very fast, might I add.
Oh, it worked really quick.
I would, too. It was the only way to clear out my fucking lungs.
But
it's fast
but
acting.
Before the, you know, all, I, while all this is going
like
on...
Sick.
While all this is going on, the genius that is Vanilla Ice came up with a song.
As long as it don't
you ready,
last
Nick?
Like 4 more hours.
You ready, Nick? Go, ninja, go, ninja, go.
Go, ninja, go, ninja, go. Go, ninja, go, ninja. No. Go. Out that door.
So then they're on stage dancing with Vanilla Ice.
No, not there yet, not there yet. They got to tackle some foot soldiers and give Tatsu the shell shock.
Oh, yep. Dude.
So Tatsu
the foot
sucks.
Soldiers, the foot soldiers came in, and did you hear the turtles? The foot! It's party time, dudes! Because the foot is so fucking irrelevant now.
And then they beat their ass, and Tatsu comes in, and we're like, hey.
Shell shock.
And then you know Tatsu's like, oh my god, first a man with a hockey mask, and now.
Okay, but I will say this.
Yeah.
That might hurt.
Even giving idea to what he's supposed to be, he was fucked. The four turtles came at him from four fucking sides, spun around, and he was like, oh shit, there's nothing he could have done. If he would have ducked, they'd have popped his head like a fucking pimple.
So he's knocked out, and then they're like, okay, well, let's get to dancing.
And Shredder shows up.
And then Shredder kicks down a fucking speaker, he's like,
I'm gonna stand here.
Holding
this canister that's still full!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
no one asked me if I wanted to dance.
This little vial that I will pour on this girl.
Okay. In this scene.
Well, no, because somebody. Okay. Mikey.
Kino
comes in.
Second Donnie breaks in the
door.
Dude,
this is amazing. Okay, this is amazing. He opens the door. Everyone stops, like. There's a big fucking deal coming in that door.
Yeah.
He runs up. He's like, out of my way. Out of my way. Out of my way. Full motion. No stopping. Gets up there. He's like, wait up!
Dude, the fucking Shredder that we've seen in the first movie is so goddamn irrelevant and stupid now that he stood there holding the can out, watched the kid run all the way up there, flip onto the stage, kick the can out of his hand, watched it fly away, and then was like, why are you...
And the professor runs by and grabs
it
and runs away.
The professor.
So then he gets down, goes over, grabs a girl, and then puts his fist up to her side, the side of her head.
No,
I was
doesn't
like,
even jump down and get a girl. The bitch is already on stage because Mikey drags.
Yeah, he
her
has.
Ass
he gets off
stage.
The speaker.
Yeah.
He jumps down off the speaker
oh,
and grabs the girl.
He jumps down to grab her.
And then he points his hand at her, as if that's threatening. He doesn't have the hand claw. What's he going to do? Punch her in the ear?
The thing is, he was so used to having those there, Bill, that he still cannot comprehend the fact that they're gone. He has phantom pain.
All he had was he was like, I'll punch this bitch in the side of the head if you don't get back.
And they kind of get
hurt.
And they all give him this look like, fucking what? So he pulls out the mutagen. I'll pour this on her. Ah, fuck.
I guarantee you he was like this. I will pour this on her.
No. I will not stab her in the side of the head because I don't have those, but I do have this.
Then they defeat him
via Keytar.
Oh, yeah.
You don't fuck with Keytars. They're amazing.
And the concussive force of the bass
propels
him out of a window.
Shane, they turned it up to 11, because these go up to 11.
Should have went up to 12 and killed that motherfucker.
You don't know what that is, do you? That's one of the. I was wondering if that was one of the few references you don't get that we make.
Yeah.
Isn't that Spinal Tap?
Yes.
Okay, I was curious. I didn't know if you'd ever seen that.
I have seen it,
because these go to 11. Mm-hmm. Well, why not just make that 10 and just make 10
Isn't
louder?
That just max volume?
Because these just go to 11.
So that's one more than 10. Yeah, but what I'm saying is that's still just max volume, so isn't that just 10? I don't think you're understanding me.
just turn the motherfucker up to 11, okay? End this fucking conversation.
Anyway, Schroeder gets launched.
And then
they see Toka and Razor in the
So they all fuck off to go make sure that fucking Shredder's dead.
I get it.
Are we all under the understanding that
we're at
this tiny little square of New York, this is the abandoned construction zone.
Mm-hmm.
This is the nightclub that is attached to it,
mm-hmm.
and this is the pier
mm-hmm.
right outside that nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Just wanted to make sure everybody knew that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Shredder somehow went and landed in
the water. Did he go? Ah!
Cowabunga?
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga! Cowabunga!
Super Shredder!
It's the biggest disappointment of my whole motherfucking childhood.
Yep.
Rawr! Stop it! You'll kill us all!
So be it!
And throws him. He's like... And then fucking Leo gets in front of everybody. I can't remember what he said.
And I'm wondering something here.
Ninja is the master of their environment. Don't forget we're turtles.
Okay.
Yeah. And literally, Leo is like, fucking, Shredder, don't. You'll kill everybody. I don't give a fuck. Oh, God. What are we going to do? More talking.
Be a master of your environment.
Master of turtles. Swim.
Yeah, we're
jump in the water.
And then the frickin' Shredder brings down the pier on top of them. The four shells come up from the water.
One. When you drank that shit, mm-hmm. what did you turn into? Everything else has become like an animal or something like that. Your clothes and armor changed.
Did he have a set of big armor underneath the pier?
No, he henshined.
No, is that what he fucking became?
Yeah.
Did he mutate into his own armor?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So he was naked.
So the music blasted his clothes
off. His name was
off.
Snake.
Listen, the only thing I fucking saw is when he picked Leo up, he saw his eyes.
So he was naked.
Since his
armor is him now?
Yes.
Yes. That's the only thing that I can presume, because again, oh man, I thought he turned into a snake.
There are so many questions. So many weird little questions now, like, he drank the mutagen,
mm-hmm.
and then his face became his mask.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Was he doomed to starve to death, even if he killed the turtles?
He didn't care. He wanted those turtles dead.
Because now he doesn't have a mouth.
But
he does speak.
And he does have those slots. I mean, I suppose with those slots, if you get a straw down in there, he can drink a hell of a lot of soup.
Here's my thing. The only thing...
the way you just said it, the emphasis is soup.
The only thing
I'm in soup!
Like I said...
Get out of the soup pile!
Like I said, the only other thing that could have happened
is that when he got blown out, he took all of his clothes off. He had bigger armor underneath the pier. He drank the mutagen, put the armor on.
Because he just knew.
He knew. Okay? He knows everything. He's the Shredder.
He's laying on the fucking pier. He's like, oh, God. Oh, that
oh,
hurt.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That hit so I bad it knocked out. The Asian out of me.
Guys, I figured it out. Doom Guy fixed him. Because his power is whatever the script calls for. And the script calls for there to be Super Shredder. So Doom Guy gained the ability to fucking travel dimensions and time and go, yo, dog, here's bigger, badder armor. Get that shit off and drink that. I'm out! And then he got lost in time and space and ended up as a blue head in a jar.
Here's the thing. Since...
Doom Guy should have given him the BFG 9000 while he was at it.
Since we have to do this, the whole reason we're talking about Turtles is because these motherfuckers show up in Power Rangers. That means there's monsters happening at least once a week in this universe right now.
Yep.
Where people are scared of giant rats, even though they've seen way fucking worse. Maybe the Shredder, for whatever fucking reason, already knew, because maybe the ooze makes monsters, he just fucking knew if I drink it, monster.
Magic wand, make my Shredder grow!
Exactly.
That sounds beep, gross. Beep, 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 beep.
Not as big as but
that's the sound of growing.
Anyway, Shredder is apparently defeated now.
My wood.
By fucking falling 2x4s.
Yeah.
The most ultimate of weapons...
And as he, a man.
And he almost rose from the grave, but no.
As a man, I fell 5 stories into a solid metal garbage truck, slammed on it, rolled into the back, was crushed, was dumped off at the fucking dump, survived for 2 months on shit and rats and old bananas as I climbed my way through the fucking trash until 2 months later I emerged. Still had the strength to walk all the way to my fucking area where my guys were going to meet, challenge Tatsu for fucking command of the foot, make a new helmet, and then finally eat something good. But 2x4s took me right the fuck out.
Bill, here's the thing. A man can be tough. Bruce Lee, he was a man. That motherfucker was a beast. But... Monster has a weakness.
Wood.
Monster can be defeated by exploiting weakness. Shredder just happened to be weak to 2x4s.
And can't go into a forest, because there's wood, and he'll blow up.
No, he's fine, because those aren't 2x4s.
Anyway.
Turtles used, I shit see fallen, I move. You see shit fallen, you stay.
You stare right there. You die now.
They all come up. They all say something. Blah, blah. Hand comes up. Dead.
There's no way he could have.
Never mind. Okay.
Fucking dead.
Okay. Never mind.
Turtles go back to their sewer den.
Dead? Not yet. They're on their way back when Splinter is watching the news.
Oh, that's right.
Oh.
Where April O'Neil and a group of turtles ended up in a nightclub tonight.
Way to go, April. Thanks for throwing us under the bus, you fucking bitch!
No, actually, she was reading off a note the professor left.
Yeah.
The professor wrote a note after just vanishing.
Don't care. She should have been like, oh, yeah, fuck.
And him just vanishing, this is around the point, evidently it was supposed to be after the news scene that you were supposed to see the professor or whatever, and he was supposed to take his face off and reveal that he was a robot and then say something like... Say something to the effect of...
I'm Krang!
No, he was to the effect of, hey, opening up another mutants fucking...
Yeah, there's more mutants than we realized. Yeah. We're going to need a cleanup crew.
Yeah.
Instead, we get the turtles showing up.
Yeah.
Splinter's
so
like...
there's a note to Donatello, Leonardo, Raphael, and Michelangelo. Thank you, dudes. Whoever the fuck those people are.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Splinter's face palming.
That's literally what she
Splinter's
said.
Space
yeah,
palming.
They are, and yeah.
So,
Splinter's literally.
So can I just send a note to the news tonight and be like, hey, fucking Shane, Nick, Scott, thanks, dudes. And they'll read it on the news. They'll be like, whatever the fuck that means.
No.
No. Followed by...
And then I'll send somehow, an immediate letter back to him. Like,
somehow, this is Bill, the fastest I have ever seen... This is the fastest I have ever seen a newspaper fucking published. That walk back from the club, get to the fucking train. Were you seen? No, Master Splinter. We're ninja. We practice ninjutsu. Holds up a newspaper with them on the front fucking page.
Practice
ninja
harder.
Yeah, they didn't come home till the next day.
Practice harder.
They didn't come home till the next day.
Go ninja, go. I made another funny. How? You weren't there to hear go ninja, go rap. That shit wasn't covered on the news.
That's true, too.
You won't know that for like another like 6 months when Ice finally gets enough songs to make another record.
No, it could have just got put on the radio.
No, because even if he does like a single, he still would have to get to the recording studio.
Could have done it on the radio.
But you still have to send your single with licensing rights to the radio.
Live. On
it wasn't
radio.
Live.
On the radio. There were no radio there. There's literally like six retards standing around one white dude pretending
he was
meditating. He's the blackest man in the room.
He was meditating at home and fucking had an out-of-body go ninja experience.
No, what happened was this asshole in a blue jar fucking appeared to him and said, Splinter, come and view the viewing globe.
Oh, God damn it.
Wait,
now
by
get
the way,
out.
For a little behind the scenes.
Get
that,
out!
But yeah, for a little behind the
and
scenes.
And I'm not sending you home. Walk from the desert.
Yeah.
I'm interdimensional.
But yeah, for
well, if you're actually leave, if I'm in the desert and I'm leaving the command center.
Slap! What? So for a little behind the scenes, there was almost some fist fights. Because with Vanilla Ice being goddamn there, some of the guys were fans and went to go shake hands and be like, hey, big fan. And his bodyguard literally fucking did one of these. Nobody sees fucking Vanilla Ice. Nobody gets to talk to him. Who the fuck is you? Some punk in a suit? Fuck off. And the guy goes, I work with the crew. And he goes, and grab and twist exactly like that. And literally... six people had to come running and break up the fight because he didn't realize these are martial artists in a martial arts movie. Yes, it's for kids.
But
these motherfuckers will snap your arm in 16 places
like, bitch,
using their pinkies.
I'd be like, bitch, did you just... I will rip your heart out.
That's kind of what happened.
Yes, that's kind of what happened.
I'm a fucking bodyguard to get his ass beat.
I will eat your heart.
No, it's... I will... It's like, oh, God, how's it go? It's like, I will eat your heart and crap out your soul! Oh, God.
And then you know what? I don't like Vanilla Ice anymore.
Yeah, at that point, I'd be like, you know what? Fuck that guy.
Your songs suck, fucking white boy.
Mm-hmm. No ninja, I'm on strike.
So that was the movie.
Then I've got to rate it, Billy. And
ah,
I want you,
fuck.
Now, Billy, forgot about first. That part.
Hey, what do we have on our time here? Because this is definitely going to be that epic episode, isn't it?
Well, considering the fact that we should be on our holiday break, yes, it's shorter than last time.
It's
going to
be multi-part anyway, so...
No, I got my phone. I don't need it.
It's multi-part anyway, so...
All right, Bill. Go ahead and start off with our rating.
We should almost just release it as a full thing and just be like, behold, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the movie, the podcast, the movie...
Go ahead.
No, I want to hear you first.
Why do you want to hear me?
Two.
He's got a two.
2.5.
Oh, no, I'm waiting for you guys. You got to remember, I watched the movie.
Yeah.
I played those scenes from memory from you guys booting it up.
Right.
Two. Yeah, I am at a 2.4. I think this movie allows you can watch it and have a good time. You can.
I got you.
And if you've been a fan of the Turtles for many years, you'll enjoy it. because, well, obviously, we have for many years. If I can watch it again right now without having to analyze it, I can turn my brain off and have fun. It is a fun movie. But if you break this movie apart at all, it is fucking garbage. And it shits on every single thing the first movie accomplished. Everything.
That's been the biggest issue for me with the first Turtles movie and this one, is that I want to watch these and have fun watching them instead I'm analyzing when I don't want to.
2.25.
Oh, that's fine.
I was tempted to go for 3 digits.
Well, see, if you would have said 1.1, I wouldn't have to. I'd just be basic math in this bitch, be like, oh, it's an overall 2. But we divide that by 5. It is a 2.23. It was so close, it almost got ass!
Well, it is. Are we done?
Oh, I think we're done.
I think we're done with our number two. Somebody wipe and flush.
Here's the thing. This is going to be out on the podcast, so the people that get that will get this way before it is
on YouTube.
Not relevant, but okay.
Oh, yeah,
this
we
is
got
it.
Our slot for Anime Zap.
We're done. This was the episode that leads into the break. So if you get the RSS feed, you got this whole episode. Thanks for sitting through it. And I'm pretty sure, because Turtles is big, we probably shit on some fandom hardcore.
Yep.
Well, we probably spooged on some fandom hardcore, too.
Nope, I could not jerk off to this movie, sorry.
Yeah. I was meaning the fact that Splinter got spooged on.
But
Splinter. Damn it, now I'm doing the same thing you are.
We are on our...
Shredder,
Shredder, as of this moment, we will be on our break. There will be no more episodes until after our anime panel... In January.
January 6th.
So we'll be back maybe a week or two, probably about the middle of January, somewhere in there.
Well,
but we're gonna...
I mean, as far as the podcast goes, yeah, I mean, technically speaking, depending on if we can do it like we did last time, we might try to live stream it again. Who knows?
Yes.
Well,
this time,
for the I'm YouTube's. Working it again, and I'm going to see if I can't get access to the Wi-Fi for the hotel. So that way Jeremy can get that hooked up. So that way we can actually live stream it better.
Right.
If not, then we're just going to have to figure something out.
So, yeah. So we're going to try to live stream because as far as I know, the plan has been we're going to do a live Sentai review episode at the con.
Yes.
Because we actually, instead of having an, quote, hour, which really it's only like 55 minutes, but... We're supposed to get a 2 hour, so an hour and 55.
Two-ish hours, yeah.
Yes, but also it will be on a Sunday, so it will be weird, but if the live stream goes up, it'll be going up on a Sunday at about 2 o'clock.
Which is about the time that my fat ass wakes up, makes some breakfast, usually some cereal, and then updates the RSS feed anyway, if I remember to.
All right.
Again, I get there when I get there.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So, check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.